It is a bitter, cold, and wet night here in St. Mary's, Kansas, as we bring you our area game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Alongside Trent Kraxner, Colin Feldkamp in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. The host team Bears at 7-2, taking on the Trojans of Troy in a top-five showdown here in the regional round in the Class 1A football playoffs. Coming up here in our pregame show, you'll hear my conversation with Troy head coach Derek Jasper. That's coming your way next, as it's now time to count things down to kickoff. My conversation with Derek Jasper is coming your way next as we get you set for our game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Pregame coverage continues for our area game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM as Troy is on the road at St. Mary's for the regional round of the state playoffs. And we're joined now by the Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper. Coach, 8-1, first round win last week over Mission Valley, 59-14. Seems like you guys really got out and got going quickly in that first half to kind of cruise away from the Vikings. How impressed were you with your team and how they were able to perform last week?
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty sharp. Another home playoff game. We haven't had one of those for a while, so it's nice to come out, kind of get a big lead, and I think we're at 45-0 at halftime, so a running clock in the second half again, and JV kids got to play again, so a great night for us. We weren't quite as sharp maybe as we've been. We did throw an interception. We missed a few tackles. So not as, quite as sharp as we have been, but maybe a little let down, you know, after the Riverside performance. And then also, you know, I think the kids were locked in on Mission Valley, but also probably knew in the back of their minds that it was a team they could be and should be.
St. Mary's looming this week, and we'll kind of dive into the Bears here momentarily. But, you know, throughout the course of the year, during our locker room chats and our conversations, we've talked a lot about the success that we've seen from a guy like Reagan Hartman at quarterback, his first year starting as a senior. Also, I know we've given a lot of credit to the offensive line and how they've played. The running game was something we've talked about a little bit in the last couple of weeks, trying to get that going. Jarrett Norris, another guy we've talked about multiple times. But there's some other players that are obviously huge contributors for your team that maybe we haven't given enough credit to, guys like Preston Christensen, Jack Hartman, Bowden Bennett, Christian Etherton, guys like that who play both ways and certainly contribute on both sides. Just talk about a few of those guys and what they've meant for your team.
Yeah, Jarrett and Reagan have got a lot of well-deserved publicity a little bit, you know, with their stats, the numbers they put up, the size, with Jarrett's recruitability, but man, we've got a lot of other weapons. Preston Christensen in our running game has ran the ball pretty well here in the last few weeks when we did give him opportunities, and his pass protection has been excellent from the running back position. Bowden Bennett's huge weapon, you know, our leading touchdown scorer, you know, probably in the shadows of Jarrett a little bit, but maybe, you know, shouldn't be, a pretty equal guy on the perimeter for us. And you mentioned Christian and Seth there. Both of those kids had two interceptions last week on defense. Each of them returned one for a touchdown, and also good blockers and weapons on offense. But Austin Grable's probably the guy that, you know, kind of slides under the radar than anyone. It's kind of our third option, third receiver. He's got 9 touchdowns and 460 yards as a third option. So, got some other guys, key guys that, don't really get a lot of credit sometimes, but this has been a great team as far as, not worrying about that stuff. Team that's just worried about one stat, and that's winning, and that's that W. So I'm really proud of them for that, not to be worried about their stats, who scored touchdowns. I see a guy sometimes celebrate someone else scoring a touchdown more than when he scores their own touchdown. So that's kind of a proud moment as a coach when you can get kids to buy into the whole team concept.
How do you feel about the running game going into this one? We talked about in weeks past being a little bit more balanced, maybe getting a little bit more towards the running game with how good Reagan is and how talented he is throwing the football, and you guys are racking up yards in that aspect. But, here in the playoffs, you certainly want to be a little bit more balanced. And were you last week, and do you feel good about that aspect this week?
Yeah, we threw it around most of the first half last week, but, ran it when we needed to and did a good job there. With the conditions, here with the rain and stuff, you're going to have to be able to run the football. That's a huge key to the game. And I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can get yards between the tackles against these guys or not, but we're going to find out. And if we can, I think you'll know immediately if we can get some yards between the tackles that it's going to be a decent night for us offensively.
If
we can get some tough yards, that'll be a key for us.
Let's talk about the opponent, and that is St. Mary's. This is a very strong team. They won their district, just a couple losses on their schedule this year. They are 7-2, and losses back in week 2 and week 3 to Rock Creek and Silver Lake, who are both very good teams as well. They obviously have one of the best athletes in the state in Keller Hurla, a 6-foot, 180 pounder at quarterback. We can kind of talk about him momentarily, but just this Bears team as a whole, really what stands out about them?
Yeah, a team that got second in the state basketball tournament last year in Class 2A. So, they've got great athletes, and that jumps out on the film, too, how athletic they are, fast, good size, jump, just do it all. And a team that I picked in the preseason as the number one team and told a lot of people, this team's dropping down from 2A, which is kind of unfortunate for us now. We have Pittsburgh Colgan and St. Mary's that were 2A teams a year ago, and with the expansion of 1A, boy, they've really made 1A tough. Each bracket is like a gauntlet of traditional names that you would always hear. And St. Mary's, had those couple losses. They had a couple kids injured during those games, and those might have been different outcomes also. So very talented team, athletes all over the field, kind of a shame almost that we have to play them this early, but if you look at the bracket and who else you're going to play, you've got to go play somebody good, and that's just the way it worked out for us.
Yeah, the 1A bracket certainly loaded, and they're led by their quarterback in Keller Hurley. You talk about just how good of, collectively they are athletically, but you could argue Keller here, one of the best athletes in the state, certainly a tremendous basketball player. He's thrown for over 220 yards at the quarterback position this year. What are some keys to kind of slowing him down and keeping him in check?
Oh, I don't know. He can do it all. He throws the ball right on the money to his receivers, and he's got great receivers, and then he runs the ball. And if you do get some pressure on him, he can ad-lib and create a play that might look like you're going to get a sack into a big game, either passing or throwing. So certainly the best player we've probably faced all year is just an individual, and being his quarterback position for sure. And, certainly the best offense we've played, and certainly the best team we've probably played. So I don't know how we're going to slow him down. We have to kind of do our job, stay in our assignments, and don't try to get too greedy, as I was going to say, maybe, and try to think you have to do too much. Just let all the 11 guys out there just do their job, do their assignment, and hope that we have the positions filled and then need to be where we need to be so he don't create those huge plays. They're a big play offense, high-scoring offense. Of course, a lot of yards and a lot of stats. So pretty impressive is what they are on offense.
Finally, Coach, weather could be a factor tonight, as you mentioned earlier, and conditions could play a key part in this. But you mentioned probably the best team you've played to this point. It's probably going to be that way the rest of the way. You win, you move on, lose, your season is done. I feel like your guys are certainly motivated and ready to go. But what are a few keys to get this one done tonight and move on to the next week?
Yeah, and like I said, our run game probably is going to be the biggest key. I usually say turnovers and penalties, and I'm not going to keep repeating that because that will be a huge factor here because the ball being slippery or whatever, who can handle that situation the best? But our run game, if we can get some yards inside the tackles, will be key. And maybe trying to slow down their big plays on offense. Maybe try to make them drive the ball down the field. And, you know, the more chances that happens, the more chances we have of creating a turnover. Eliminating those big, long runs from Hurla. Eliminating the deep ball that he throws to his receivers. So slowing down their big plays and then us being able to run the football between tackles, I'd say, would be the two huge keys tonight.
Our game of the week tonight, Troy at St. Mary's in the regional round of the Class 1A state football playoffs. Head coach of the Trojans, Derek Jasper, joining us as we get set for this one here tonight. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck here tonight against St. Mary's, and hopefully we see you guys move on to next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate you being here, too.
We'll have more pregame after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A brisk 39 degrees and rainy conditions here in St. Mary's, Kansas, just across the border to Pottawatomie County as we're getting set. Ultimately, one of the most intriguing games on the schedule tonight. It's Troy at St. Mary's, and we're bringing it to you here on KNZA 103.9. Again, Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Kraxner. Also, Colin Fellkamp is back in our KNZA studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, Trenton, we're counting down to kickoff here. Both teams, captains middle of the field. We're getting set to figure out who's going to get the ball first here. But a quick thought before we get to kickoff, two of the best teams in 5A going at it here in the second round.
You know, it's going to be a lot of passing tonight. But for Troy, you're going to want to limit Keller Hurler scrambling out of the pocket. I think Jarrett Norris is the guy that can do that. But offensively for Troy, you're going to try and get the passing game going and test that secondary for St. Mary's.
So St. Mary's has won the toss. They defer, which means Troy is going to get the ball first here in this cold, rainy night here in St. Mary's, Kansas. Again, we've had good weather throughout the course of the week, but of course here on a Friday night as the playoffs loom large, weather decides to take a turn, and it's certainly football weather, as some would say, here tonight. Troy in all-white uniforms, St. Mary's in all blues. As you take a look at some rankings around the state, both of these teams considered two of the best in 1A. You look at K-Preps. K-Preps had St. Mary's as their preseason number one team. But Troy came on strong, popped into the rankings about halfway through the year. They haven't looked back, and the St. Mary's team at 7-2, just two losses back in the first 3 weeks. Silver Lake, Creek. Silver Lake actually got upended last week by Riley County. They're out of the playoffs, but a Rock Creek team that's certainly still moving along in Class 3A. Both these teams have nice winning streaks. Something's going to get snapped here tonight. As you mentioned, two of the best in the state, Reagan Hartman and Keller Hurla, two top 10 passers in all classifications in terms of passing yards. And we're going to see these two sling it tonight. They both have very good athletes on the outside. Some of the best in 1A, no doubt about it, collectively. And it's going to be fun watching these two go at it here tonight.
And both of these teams are very battle test. You know, you talked about St. Mary's early season schedule, but Troy, their only loss was to Centralia, who's the only 1A team that remains unbeaten throughout the entire state. So both of these teams are up to the challenge. Both are battle tested. It should be a good one tonight on a very football weather-like night.
Bears are kicking off from right to left. It is Abe Hiracha who is kicking off for the Bears. 7-2 St. Mary's and 8-1 Troy here in the regional round of the 1A playoffs. It's a squib kick. It's picked up by Seth Judd, and he is upended at the 30-yard line. Not much on the return. Gain of about 7 yards, and that is where Troy takes over, first down and 10.
The big matchup here comparing Troy offense to St. Mary's defense is how are they going to hang up second in the secondary against three explosive weapons in Gravel, Norris, and Bennett, who have all put out great numbers this year for Troy.
Yeah, Grable 9 touchdowns, Norris with 9, and Bowden Bennett's with 12 touchdowns on the year. And you talk about Reagan Hartman, the senior quarterback, over 2,000 yards. He threw 6 touchdowns in the first half last week. And maybe something similar needs to be done to get by this St. Mary's team. First down and 10, a quarterback keeper, Hartman, over the left guard. He is stuck immediately, maybe a yard to the 31-yard line, but that's it. Good pursuit up front on the St. Mary's defensive line. They're a little bit young, but they certainly have some size.
You know, probably trying to catch him off guard there on that first play. St. Mary's probably expecting a pass, so you can run a QB draw the middle, but the front four gets pressure for St. Mary's.
So a little bit extra push. It's about 2 yards there for Reagan Hartman on the keeper. Second down and 8 from the 32. Hartman here to pass, looking here to the near side. He's going to chuck it this way. It's tipped in the air, and it's picked off. It's intercepted at the 36-yard line. St. Mary's has it in an early turnover as Abe Hiracha comes away with it, the middle linebacker, and that is not what you needed here if you're the Troy offense.
You know, he tried to force that one in there. Keller Hurla, one of the best multi-sport athletes in the state, was matched up and in front of the other another good multi-sport athlete, Jarrett Norris, and he deflected that ball into the air, and Hiracha dove for it and got there in time, and St. Mary's gets very good field position after an early turnover.
That is the 9th interception on the season for Reagan Hartman, and a big one here on the first possession. 40 seconds in, no score. St. Mary's first and 10 now at the Troy 36-yard line. Sensational Keller Hurla is in the backfield, and we get some movement up front, and I think this is going to be, well, the near side official saying offsides against Troy. Really thought it was going to be against the Bears, but
they sent a wide receiver in motion, and the whole Troy defensive line came across. So maybe a little bit of a hard count there to start the game, and now the field position, and it's just a little bit easier for St. Mary's.
So they get 5 yards there to the 31. First and 5 from the Troy 31. Just getting going, no score. Troy had it for 2 plays and threw an interception. This regional round in Class 1A. Two of the best in the state going at it. Can St. Mary's capitalize? Hurla dropping back to pass. He gets away from 1. He gets away from 2, but not away from number 3 and number 4. That might be a loss on the play. If he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage, that's it. Good pursuit by the Troy defensive front, and they certainly have the athletes to keep up with this really good quarterback.
And they really need to. You know, Hurla is not just a one-dimensional quarterback. He's very shifty and can scramble and breaks a lot of tackles. He's a very good athlete and made a couple guys miss there, but they eventually wrapped him up. So they got to contain him tonight, passing the ball and scrambling.
Hurla got back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 5 from the Troy 31-yard line. Clock on the move, shotgun set, 4 wide receivers, man in motion, and they're going to give it to the man in motion to the far side. A lot of open field. It's going to be close to a first down and pushed out of bounds on the play. The man in motion there, Nate Hutley, the 5'11 junior who got the ball on the reverse to the far side of the field, and it looks like to be a yard short of the first down, so a gain of 4 brings up third down and 1. Couple names to look at as well, the Rezac brothers, Howard and James, a couple of fullback type, tight end hybrid kind of players that be used in the backfield but also in the passing game. Good size and will be tough matchups out of the backfield. Third down and 1 here for the St. Mary's offense. They're going to run the same play, but this time fake it. Hurla keeps, and he has a first down. Across the 25 to the 30, or correction, to the 23, to gain a 3 yards. They needed just 1, and they moved the chains. So Hurla gets 4. Officially, it is now closing in on the red zone, this Bears offense. We're at 9:52 and counting. No score first quarter. First and 10 Bears at the Troy 23-yard line.
I think you're going to get a heavy dose of Keller Hurla on QB designed runs with the jet motion to Hutley. I think you're going to see a lot of read option type of plays there. Get your athletes in space.
We'll see Hutley in motion a lot. Michael Gallegos is another guy you'll here throughout the course of the night. They bring another man in motion here to the near side, and that's one of the Rezac bros here to the near side, to the 15, to the 10, and finally pushed out of bounds. And that was Howard Rezac, the younger of the two, the sophomore on the end around here to the near side. And he's all the way down to the 7-yard line. So first and goal, it's a gain of 16.
And they're just getting their athletes in space, spreading them out, and letting those wide receivers block and making the defensive backs play. They're running away from Jarrett Norris, who has about 100 tackles this year, and those linebackers just running away from him, and it's worked so far.
After 16 yards there by Rezac, they send Hutley in motion here to the near side, and they're going to fake it. Hurla has it. He's tackled immediately, brought down by Preston Christensen, but he falls forward for a couple there to the 5. It's now second down and goal. I've been thinking all week this Troy team certainly has the athletes on both sides of the ball to compete with this Bears team, but if you listen to Derek Jasper in the pregame, obviously turnover's a big key, and Troy had the ball first, and two plays in, they throw an interception, which is setting up St. Mary's, and now second and goal at the 5-yard line, and see if the Bears can cap it off and get on the board first here in the first quarter. Hurla in the gun. He's got a receiver, actually trip stacked to the left. Here's the other. Rezac on the carry to the right side, short of the end zone, down to the 1. This is James Rezac. So a gain of about 4 on the play. And third and goal coming up from the 1-yard line.
This is crunch time here for that Troy defense. You know, just two more stops. This would be a huge goal line stand here. If they're able to make a play here, you're probably looking at a run. It's been all runs so far from St. Mary's. The first play they tried to pass, but it forced a scramble because they had good pressure. And ever since, St. Mary's relied on the run game. So see if they can get two more stops here and swing the momentum back to their sideline.
Bears averaging 43 points per game on the year, 56 points per game during their 6-game winning streak. They got third and goal at the 1. Hurla is in the gun. They fake it. It's going to be a Hurla keeper to the right side, and he's into the end zone for the Bears touchdown. At 7:54 left here in the opening quarter, the Bears strike first on their home turf and lead Troy 6-0. We were curious with the weather how much we're going to see in the passing attack, and obviously Troy throwing the interception on their second play, but we saw a little bit more action on the ground here for the Bears offense. They used the jet sweep and keeping those guys in motion and used Hurla's legs, and now they're going to set up to go for 2 to try to make it 8-0. Double tight set, Hurla in the gun, Huttley in motion from left to right, and we got movement, and a flag is thrown.
It appears that Troy jumped off sides again, another lineman just going.
So that's the second time we've seen Huttley go in motion and cause some movement up front on the Troy defensive line. So now they move it up a yard. Now a little bit closer here on the two-point conversion try. Different formation. They'll send one receiver wide to the right. That is Gomez. He's a very solid receiver as well, but two tight ends. Now there's Huttley in motion again from left to right. And they fake it to him. Perla's going to keep it, and I don't think he got it. He did not. So what a stop by the Troy defense on the two-point conversion try. Hurla is stuffed at the goal line. And at 7:54 left in the opening quarter, the Bears strike first, leading Troy 6-0. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Colin Feldkamp with you. A cold, brisk night here in Kansas. A lot of rain throughout the area here today, and certainly wet and cold conditions here under the Friday night lights. And the St. Mary's Bears off to a 6-0 lead after capitalizing on the Troy interception as Keller Hurla finds the end zone on third and goal from a yard out. Troy's defense, though, stuffing up the two-point conversion. Just under 8 minutes to go here in the opening frame. A 6-0 Bears lead. Troy will get it for a second time here after the kickoff. Once again, a short kick. Seth Judd again on the return. He'll get across the 30 to the 31. That's where the Trojans will take over for their second possession of the game.
Let's see if Troy can turn it around here. I mean, you got a stop on that two-point conversion, which was big. You know, you just drive down the field and you get a score. You're right back in the game. Just shake off those early game jitters and just play your football.
Certainly don't want to force anything. That was kind of the situation on the interception on the last drive, certainly trying to force a pass into double coverage. So it's first down and 10, Troy, down 6-0 here, not quite halfway into the first quarter. Man in motion, a fake. Reagan Hartman's going to keep it himself. A nice burst through the left side, and he's up near the 40 and close to a first down. Looks to be maybe a yard or two shy, but a good opening play here on this drive as Hartman goes for 9 yards. That's another thing in the pregame, talking to Derek Jasper. Really the last couple of weeks doing our locker room chats, really trying to establish the run game a little bit more. A lot of their damage on offense have been done through the air. They can still pound it for 134 yards per game, and mentioning it might be a needing a little bit more than that here tonight to win at St. Mary's. Here's another quarterback keeper, and down in the backfield goes Hartman, and he is ripped down by the quarterback of the defense, Keller Hurla, coming in from the DB spot to make the stop. It's a loss on the play in third down, all the way back to the 37. It's a loss of three.
That was different than the first down play. The first down play, they ran in the opposite direction. They ran more towards up the middle. That time they tried to get outside the numbers coming toward the near side. You got an athlete like Keller Hurl on the side. He's going to make a lot of open field tackles for you.
Bears up 6-0. 6:45 clock moving first quarter. Third and four here for the Troy offense. High snap. Hartman having to get away from some trouble, and he's going to be bottled up and brought down for a sack. Josh Dieter, the defensive lineman, the senior at 220 pounds, finishes off Ryan Hartman. It's another loss back to the 33, a loss of four on the sack, and now fourth down and eight. So after 9 yards on first down, they get a 3 yard loss and then a 4 yard or a 4 yard loss on a sack to drop them back again to fourth and long, and now Troy is set to punt it away. Now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play here by the official. We'll see what they're doing here, but clock is stopped at 6:06. St. Mary's is clapping, and I'm not sure if there was a penalty on Troy, but they are moving the ball back. There it is. So didn't see the flag, but they said false start. So now you lose five more yards and have to punt it away in this not-so-great weather. And St. Mary's does have a guy back near midfield. And plenty of time here to get this punt away, and it's not a very good one. St. Mary's is going to have really good field position here. They'll get it at about the 38-yard line. After roughly a 10-yard net punt by Troy.
I'm wondering if that one was maybe deflected by a guy coming through the line. He was close to the punter. Couldn't tell if he might have got a piece of it, but, you know, St. Mary's once again capitalizing on a short field, a turnover now. You get a three and out and a short field off a very, very short punt. And, you know, for a potent offense like them, they don't need short fields, but it certainly helps. So we'll see if the Troy defense can step up here.
See if they can get a stop. The first touchdown for St. Mary's started at the Troy 36, and their second drive here is going to start at the Troy 38. First and 10, they have trips, or correction, two wide set to the right. The man in motion, that is Hutley. Play action, Hurla standing tall in the pocket. He gets away from some defenders and finally forced out of bounds here on the near sideline as a couple bodies hit the deck. And Hurla is able to scramble for not much. Maybe a yard or two to the 36, depending where he's marked at. So they do mark him at the 36. So Hurla, all that scrambling for a gain of two. Pretty good job here so far for Troy for the most part. When Hurla's gone back to pass and he's kind of scrambling around, they've been able to contain him a little bit. What's really hurt him so far is kind of that jet sweep action, getting the athletes in space for chunk plays. Here's Trips to the right, second down and eight from the 36. Hurla, quick pass. And it is caught at the 35 and then tackled short of the 30 to the 32 for a pitch and catch of 4 yards. And that time it was Brendan Griffin, the sophomore, who made the catch in space. And now a third and three scenario coming up for the Bears at the Troy 31-yard line.
And that one was a little different than the first two plays that St. Mary's ran, where they're just a straight drawback. That was more of a rollout pass that made it easier and a quicker throw on a guy running an out route that picks up some yards. So let's see if they maybe go to the ground here with QB keep with Hurla on third and short.
Well, I would think, barring a crazy loss on this play, that this would be four down territory for the Bears. 6-0 lead, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They give it on the end around, and he's brought down immediately. I believe that was Abe Houghton who got the tackle there. It was. And on the end around, no gain on the play, and now fourth down and three coming up here. For the Bears offense, a huge stop here potentially if the Troy defense can get that one stop and get the Bears off the field here.
And that's the second big tackle we've seen from Abe Houghton. He's the one that stopped Hurla on the 2-point conversion run and sliding over to make it on a guy wearing a jet sweep. Very impressive from that nose guard position. Now you're in a spot where you can flip the script a little bit because all this momentum so far has been on St. Mary's side. So a big play here for Troy defense.
Fourth down and three from the Troy 31-yard line. Bears leading 6-0. Over halfway into the first quarter, Hurla in the shotgun by himself, trying to get the hard count. No call. Quick pass here to the near side. It is caught, but it's going to be short of the first down. They throw it here to the near side, and it was Kaysen Gomez, the senior, but that was nowhere close. It's just a yard and a turnover on down scenario, and the Trojans get the big stop.
And that was a sophomore, Logan Blevins, making a big tackle there on the outside. And they tried that little quick out pass to get your athlete in space, but Blevins got around a block and came up and delivered the hit, even if he held on to it, but it wasn't even close.
They're going to run a jet sweep here, and this is going to go absolutely nowhere for the Trojans as they're going to be way behind the sticks now. That is a big loss as Bowden Bennett came around on the reverse, and he is brought down by Moylan in the backfield behind the 25 to the 24. Trenton, it's a loss of 7.
And that play was made by Kaysen Gomez. He blew it up and forced Bennett to try and go back their way, and then all the guys pursuing caught up to Bennett coming from the side they're running away, the jet sweep away from. So nothing's really working here for Troy so far. St. Mary's is flying around defense. Let's see if they can find something here.
A rarity. You see Hartman under center, but that's the case here, and they're going to run a jet sweep here to the near side and bottled up immediately as the tackle was made by Hiracha, the linebacker, and it's a gain of just 2. Again, they tried that reverse, and just not much doing there, but now third down and about 14 at the 27-yard line.
Now, this is a big time. Everyone's going to be expecting a pass here, so let's see what type of play Troy wants to run, what route concept. Everyone knows it's going to be a pass. Let's see what they do. They got 5 wide set to the far side.
We've seen this set before.
Oh, that's a backwards pass.
They throw a backwards pass, and now just a dead duck in the air, and it's going to be a penalty, and I think Troy's going to get bailed out here with a pass interference.
It was Brendan Griffin was just trying to catch up to Austin Grable, and he just ran into his chest. Hurdle was there, so it was unnecessary, but you're right, it's going to bail him out just because he ran into him and didn't give Grable a chance to come back to the ball. It was a little bit of a duck there from Bennett, though.
I think that's kind of half the battle when you run a play like that, is maybe hoping that you get that contact and maybe you get that penalty. And that was absolutely needed by this Troy offense on third and long and just nothing doing here in the first quarter. They get a big pass interference penalty, and they're going to get a fresh set of downs. It'll be first down and 10. 2:46 left here in the first quarter. The Bears leading the Trojans 6-0. A Keller Hurla, a 1-yard touchdown run, and a failed two-point conversion. A lone score so far. So that gets a little bit of breathing room here for the Trojans offense. Now first down and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Trips right, 2 to the left, a man in motion here to the near side. And that's going to be Seth Judd. They throw it to Norris on the screen pass, and he is ripped up by Hurla. Another big loss behind the 40. And Hurla makes a great read. Norris just fortunate to hang on to that one. But once again, a first down play going for negative yards. It's going to be second down and 14.
And they're just trying to get a quick screen to their big guy like Norris. But as he's catching the ball, Hurla's already tackling, so he can't even try and make a play. I mean, Hurla's flying around. All those linebackers and even the defensive line just flying around. They're rallying to the football. Troy just not getting a lot of open space or chance to make a play at all as they return to the 5 wide receiver set to the far side.
Yeah, 5 wide receiver, and are they doing the same pass? No, they're going to run the screen here as they'll keep it with Bowden Bennett. He's able to get the lost yardage back and maybe an extra yard or two for about 5 or 6 across the 40 to about the 43. See where they officially mark him at, but a gain of about 5, maybe 4 at best. So they do give him 4, so they lose, or they get the lost yardage back. It's going to be 3rd and 10 at the 42. Under a minute 40 left in this first quarter. Clock on the move. Bears leading Troy 6-0. Hartman in the gun. Trips right, 2 left. On a big 3rd down and 10 play here. Judd, the man in motion to the near side. Good snap. Hartman faking. He drops it. Picks it back up. Now rolls to his right and throws it incomplete. He had Norris out there at about the 45, but he tried, I think, to do a little head fake to maybe get a shot downfield, but the ball slipped out of his hands. And Trent, you see now up in the lights, that rain's coming down a little bit more. It wasn't really doing that at the start of the game. It was cold and drizzly, but now there's a little bit more rainfall here. Now 4th and 10 coming up. Troy setting to punt it away.
But let's see how this punt goes. Last time it only went for 10 yards. I think it might have been partially deflected. Let's see if they can flip the field a little bit on St. Mary's. St. Mary's has 2 possessions, both short fields. They did get a 4 and out last time, but
a high snap, but it is brought down and once again nearly blocked, but this is a little bit better punt and it will get to the St. Mary's side of the field. We'll see where the far side official sets this one up. It looks like to be the 41. No, he's still walking and he will stop at the 41. So St. Mary's will have it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. So Troy was able to get a bit past interference to keep that drive alive, but ultimately punting it away. They have punted it twice, and St. Mary's will get it back for a third time, but first time they'll be on their own side of the field at their own 41. So we've seen an interception, two punts, and a turnover on downs out of the first five possessions here. The other one being the lone touchdown by Hurla from 1 yard out. 6-0 in favor of St. Mary's late first quarter. First and 10 for the Bears here on their third possession of the game. Hurla in the shotgun, takes the snap, fires one down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Not sure if he was looking for Gomez there, or one of the Rezac brothers was a little bit farther up the field. Maybe that ball slipped because that was well short of the target, and I think he might have been looking for Gomez. Regardless, incomplete, 2nd and 10. And
Christian Etherington slipped on the play. He might have been the best player to have a shot at that, and he plays for Troy, and I think he just slipped around. He might have had the best shot at intercepting that, but 2nd and 10 nonetheless for St. Mary's.
I feel like a couple possessions we've seen Troy maybe kind of get away from what we've seen. You know, we've seen him a couple times this year, and there's some movement up front once again, but no flag, and here is Hurla keeping it himself. He's got a lot of room to the near side, and he's into Troy territory across the 50 to the 49, and now we got a late flag in.
I think it's going to be holding. I think it's going to be holding or maybe some type of unnecessary ruckus on St. Mary's because there's no Troy player over there, and the only player over there was a St. Mary's player. It was a very, very late flag, but we'll see what the white hat has to say.
And I don't know. It is a hold, and they were looking at 68. That's Josh Dieter, the senior. So that's a big play because from the spot, the run was good for a first down. But now this is a big penalty that's going to back the Bears up with 48 seconds left here in the quarter. It's now all the way back to their own 31-yard line. It's 2nd down and 20. So big penalty there by Josh Dieter, the right tackle.
And that's really interesting because they ran left, too. So maybe an unnecessary hold on a player there.
Yeah, play was kind of going to the opposite side where he's at and costing his team 10 yards. Hurla now looking for a screen here. It has to get rid of it, and he throws it in the dirt. Good pressure, good defense here by the corners on the near side. And also it was Kemper Clary who was screaming towards Hurla, and he had to get rid of it quickly.
And they were trying to set up a screen outside here for Brendan Griffin, and similar to some of the plays that Troy's ran, but Troy blew it up out there just getting around blocks, what we've seen St. Mary's do to Troy when they're on offense. So sets them up for a 3rd and long, and you might see Hurla take off or a deep ball to Gomez or the Rezac brothers, some of his weapons.
So a 3rd and 20 scenario here for the Bears offense, leading 6-0 late first quarter. 4 wide receivers, 2 to each side, ball between the hash marks, chest high snap, Hurla looking near side, he's going to take a shot, it's 1st down yardage and incomplete. And looking for Nate Huntley, the junior. And he was double covered. Nicely done. Logan Blevins and Christian Etherton both around that receiver. And now a 4th and 20 play coming up. And would think the Bears probably punt this one away.
You know, Huntley had a shot, but the throw kind of turned him around a couple of times. Not a bad ball there by Hurla. But he turned him around a little bit. And now Troy starting to build momentum defensively. You know, they just got to go down. They're only down 1 score. They just got to build some momentum, find something that works on offense right now.
Now these are two of the highest scoring offenses in Class 1A, both averaging well over 40 points a game, and a high snap. Hirach is able to get it. He still has some time and finally is able to punch it away. It is a low kick, and it gets a fairly decent bounce, and I think it was prematurely picked up there. Probably could have saved a couple of yards. But Troy will have it 1st and 10 at their own 39.
Well, as you said, that was a high snap, but Troy wasn't rushing anyone. It looked like Troy was trying to set up for a return. That allowed Hirach to even almost run up towards the line. He was letting his guys get down the field to make a tackle, so both teams were trying to set up a play of sorts, but nonetheless, Troy will have rather decent field position around their own 40-yard line.
That is 28 seconds left here in the first quarter. Bears leading the Trojans 6-0. And the Trojans' defense has done a great job here the last couple possessions, but the offense has been stale. Another chance at it. 1st and 10 here for Troy. Hartman is going to keep this one over the right guard, a yard or two across the 40 to the 41. Or gain a 2 on the quarterback keeper. Might be the final play of the first quarter. Doubt they're going to try to rush anything here as we're down to 15 seconds. Going to be 2nd down and 8 after the pickup of 2.
They're kind of looking over at the side. I think they're just going to walk it off here. So you know, not the best start for Troy, but they rallied throughout the rest of the quarter to keep it close, and valiant effort to keep it in. Now let's see if they can get their offense rolling in the second quarter.
Yeah, they're certainly, the Troy defense kept them alive here in the first quarter, but it's wet, it's cold, it's sloppy, and kind of the expectations here, struggles from both sides on offense, and a low-scoring affair between two of the highest-scoring offenses in 1A. Now, at the end of the first 12 minutes, it's St. Mary's 6, Troy nothing. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Trenton Kraxner, Colin Feldkamp with you. Our playoff action here on KNZA 103.9 FM. St. Mary's and Troy battle of two of the best in 1A. The Bears a 6-0 lead as we start quarter number two. Trojans whip it. Second down and 8 from their own 41 as now we see another keeper here from Hartman. He's got a little bit of room to the outside and outside the numbers and to midfield and into Detroit territory at the 49 for a gain of 10 yards and a first down.
That's the first down Troy's picked up outside of that pass interference call. And they ran Hartman away from all the wide receivers and Keller Hurla and some of the better St. Mary's athletes. And that's not saying the guys on the near side here are bad athletes, but you're running away from a lot of experience over there. And Hurla's been a guy that's been flying around on defense. So a good play call there to start the quarter. Now you're finally into St. Mary's territory.
Yeah, first time that we've seen Troy, and they're going to run a quick set here. It's going to be a toss to the right. And a good play across the 45. And down to the 42 for a gain of about 7 yards there on first and 10. It's Logan Blevins who got the carry there on the toss. They put three in the backfield behind Hartman under center. Again, you don't see Hartman go under center much.
And they sprinted to the line out of the huddle. Sometimes you see the Chiefs do that so that they can't read the formation. Just a quick toss with a couple blockers out in front. A very effective play, and Troy's all of a sudden moving the football.
Second down and 3. Another man in motion here to the near side where 4 wide is set. And now it's going to be a toss here to the near side. It's Bowden Bennett who's going to get ripped, and he's going to lose some yards. Back to the 46. As we have seen these screen passes get ate up by this secondary for St. Mary's, it just really hasn't been working. And from 2nd and 3 now, it's dropped back to behind the 45 to the 47, so now from 2nd and 3, it goes to 3rd and 8.
And, I mean, you're getting the ball to your players. If you're Troy, you're getting the ball to Bennett. You're getting the ball to Norris, but they're not having much space to operate after they catch the ball. There's 2-3 guys flying into the backfield, wrapping them up already. So they're not having a lot of room to try and make a move when they get the ball. So good job by St. Mary's getting into the backfield.
The rain continues to fall, not too heavy, but certainly enough to make things interesting. Hartman stands tall in the pocket, tipped in the air, and Hurla nearly intercepted it at the 43. It looked like Bennett was the intended receiver, but great coverage by Hurla. Nearly picked that one off, and it's going to be 4th down and 8. And interesting to see what Troy is going to do here, as I think they're going to punt it away.
Yeah, it looked like they ran the punt unit on. I mean, play some field position here. Hopefully get a good punt. I mean, the first two have been a little bit shaky, but keep pushing them back and hope your defense can stay alive.
I think the wind's helping you this way more so, and it certainly is as Etherton gets an absolute boot and kicks it straight out of bounds. Interesting to see where this official's going to mark this one. It looks like he is standing at the 9-yard line. Little surprised on that spot. I thought he'd move up a little bit.
The back judge,
I think
got a better view.
The back judge is moving up a little bit. So to the 15-yard line, so still a really good punt there by Etherton. St. Mary's has by far and away their worst field position here, now working from left to right, as if you were turning your volume up on your radio dial. It's a 6-0 St. Mary's lead, early portions of quarter number two. We've seen a turnover on downs, and quite a few punts so far.
And Troy's done a good job so far defensively outside of that first possession. I mean, it was a very short field, but they contained Hurley. They contained the wide receivers. Well, see if they can keep doing that, maybe force a punt back, and then you're starting around midfield if you can get the ball back.
Four possessions here for Troy, and they give it to Rezac on the carry, and nothing there. As it's Clary on the stop, it's James Rezac, the senior there, and it's just a gain of one. Again, Clary, we've called his name a couple times already, making an impact up front defensively.
And that was just a read option, and Clary went to the running back, and surprised Hurley didn't pull it.
So a second down and nine scenario here. Again, I was going to say that Troy has had four possessions on offense. They've had three punts and an interception, and they're only down 6-0. Trips to the left, a man in the backfield. And now some movement up front, and we'll stop the play here. And they're going to get Troy again for offsides.
Troy's been a little antsy on the defensive line. We've seen it not called a couple of times, and now second and nine becomes second and four, and that definitely hurts. Just a little over-anxious on the defensive line so far.
Well, the couple we saw in the first quarter was with that pre-snap movement. They'd bring a man in motion, kind of catching him off guard. Everyone was set there, and couldn't really tell if Hurley maybe gave him an extra hard count or something, but yeah, just the defensive line has had a couple encroachment penalties already. So now second down and four at the 21. Early portions of the second quarter, St. Mary's with the lead. Hurley's going to keep it near side, lower the shoulder, and pull his way for a first down as he buries his helmet in Austin Grable's chest, and a few words on the sideline from the St. Mary's players and then Austin Grable, who made the stop, but not before a first down run up to the 29.
You had Hiracha and Norris going down about the 40. Like you said, we've seen Troy a couple times this year. They can get a little bit chippy. They're a little mouthy, but in your 8-1, 9-1, you have a little bit of a right. They know it's a big game. They're going to try and get under the skin of St. Mary's a little bit, do anything they can.
Just as long as it's PG, everyone keeps it in check, and the refs do a good job of handling it. I'm certainly all for a little bit of trash talk on both sides. Let's keep it but PG. But Perla there with a first down run to the 29, first down and 10. As they continue to move the ball here from left to right, play action, Hurley in the pocket, now throws, it's caught, a lot of room by the receiver there across the 45, and again, that was Hiracha across the middle of the field, and he gets all the way up to the 48, it's a gain of 19 and a first down.
And he got lucky, he got Reagan Hartman, the linebacker in coverage there, he's running a drag route across the middle, and he had plenty of space to offer it. They had routes going down the field, man-to-man coverage, and he ran a nice route on Reagan Hartman there, and St. Mary's now sitting around midfield as they put a couple plays together.
So after the big gain up near midfield, St. Mary's taking their time, clock moving, 9 minutes until halftime. They lead it 6-0. They have it first and 10, just shy of midfield at their own 48. Here's a give to Hurley's keeping it. He's got a big run into Troy territory to the far sideline out near the 30. Mark him out at the 29, I believe. If so, that'd be a gain of 31 yards. And that is marked down at the 29. No correction. They move it back to the 30. So it's a gain of 30 and a first down. So a little quarterback keeper, and that's the skill and the athleticism we knew that Hurley was going to bring.
And that was that read option around the first play. This time he kept it and went to the far side, and he had some good blocks downfield. And Hurley, using that athleticism and shiftiness, getting around some players. And St. Mary's putting together a very good drive here.
This is their worst starting field position at their own 15, but this is by far and away their best drive they're putting together. Getting chunk play after chunk play. It's Hurley again on a keeper left side. This time he's gang tackled after just two or three. This time good pursuit by the defense for Troy on the outside. Blevins in on the stop.
Norris was there, too, and that's something I was looking for as a key is, were they going to have Jarrett Norris spy in on Hurley when he does take off to scramble? Because those are two really good athletes, and Norris is the type of guy that can keep up with Hurley, and he was there on that one.
Second down and eight from the Troy 28. St. Mary's is on the move here, trying to extend their lead in the second quarter, leading Troy 6-0 in this 1A regional round game. Two of the top scoring offenses in the classification and two ranked teams in Class 1A as well. And now St. Mary's is going to have to burn a timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll step aside. It's a 6-0 lead for St. Mary's in the second quarter. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we've seen our first time out of the night as taking a look at some of the other scores from around our area. Wetmore and Sixman getting a big win over Burton tonight, 63-7. Shout out to the Cardinals. Frankfort losing to Lebo in the eight-man ranks, 46-0 there. So just a couple area teams in action tonight. Holton had a 21-0 lead in their game in the first quarter. Here's Hurla on the run being chased, and he'll get a yard, but he is sandwiched out of bounds, and they're going to throw a flag. Wow. Hurla's going to get bailed out.
I think Jack Hartman was trying to knock that ball away because he was still had it out like he was going to throw it as he was scrambling, and he got a little bit of a horse collar face, and Hurla did take a shot. I don't know if that was Norris or who else it might have been. They might get a horse collar. I don't think that's a late hit. I think they might be looking more at a horse collar or face mask tackle.
Yeah, it's just hard from where we're at in the press box and the far side of the field. It's just kind of hard to tell. If it's a face mask or a horse collar, then that's one thing, but I didn't know if it was going to be a late hit or not.
You know, it's turf field, so they got the track separating us. That's a long distance away for us to see on that far sideline.
Yeah, and it looks like it is going to be a face mask here, and it is. So late hit was not the call. It was a face mask, but either way, it's a 15-yard penalty and a huge one committed there by Troy. And you mentioned, I believe it was Jack Hartman there, the last one in on the stop, who may have committed that penalty. And now St. Mary's in business in the red zone inside the 15. They have it first and 10 at the Troy 13. And the rain's coming down a little bit more. And you can see it. Those listening can't see it, of course, but Trenton here to my left can certainly see it, and the fans here who are brave in this weather.
Kind of like it's not coming straight down. It's like a little bit of a cross rain blown in the wind, so it'd be blown into the face of St. Mary's, it looks like, the direction they're going left or right.
Well, St. Mary's trying to extend their lead. It's 6-0 here, not quite halfway into the second quarter. They have it first and 10 at the Troy 13. And here's a run to the right side. It's going to be six. Touchdown, St. Mary's. And that's is James Rezac. Rezac out of the backfield untouched, 13 yards out. And just like that, it is a 12-0 Bears lead.
Just another read option. A lot of people, Hurley's been running the ball efficiently the last couple of plays. Everyone overcommits to his side. And Rezac's the beneficiary of not having to run through anyone or around him on that touchdown sprint. And see if St. Mary's can pick up the steal, Troy can get another stop.
So another big two-point conversion try. St. Mary's failed on their first. They lead at 12-0, trying to get those extra points back here with a two-point try. A shotgun set, trips left. Rezac is the man in the backfield. They give it to Rezac. He's wrapped up, but an extra effort, and I think he's short.
That was Clary again.
Clary again. We called his name, and another big stop. And
him and Norris came and finished it, but Clary had the initial hit, and, you know, Troy's given up two touchdowns. Well, they've stopped both conversions, so it's just one drive. If they can just put together one drive, they've got a couple stops, and they've got to build some momentum offensively.
So a touchdown by James Rezac, two-point conversion, no good. It's 7:37 left here in the second quarter. St. Mary's 12, Troy nothing. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention all you deer hunters. Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractant. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy. 785-985-2292.
103.9 KNZA.
Second touchdown of the first half for St. Mary's, James Rezac. A 13-yard run, and this kick's going to go out of bounds as the rain is picking up, and it looks like the wind is picking up also. That certainly affected that kickoff. As Troy moving the ball here in the second quarter from right to left, they have the wind at their back, but trailing now 12-0 with 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Troy is elected to have St. Mary's kick it again. Interesting call.
They've been squib kicking a little bit.
So they can feel like they can get some really good field position here because you back them up and they're kicking into this wind with the rain coming down that direction. The umbrellas and ponchos are being scattered about the crowd here.
And this is interesting. Maybe St. Mary's goes with a surprise here and onside kicks. You know, it's wet, slippery ball. It's bouncing all over the place. You might test that front line. But Troy does have, well, they only have five. I thought for a second they might have had six across that front line. But
yeah, just five. And then the next two or 10 yards away from that. So it's Taracha to kick, and he puts a boot into it. Pretty good line drive kick, and once again it's right to Seth Judd, who is hit and dropped at the 35. Not much there on the return. And Braden McCann in on the stop. And Troy will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line with 7:37 left in the half. Trailing 12-0.
And Braden McCann's been flying down the field all night. I think he's made all three tackles with Seth Judd. Judd just hits the ball, and right as he's about to take off, Braden McCann's just right there wrapping him up already. So about three kickoffs and about 6 yards in total return for Troy. But they do got the ball at the 35.
And again, they have the wind at their back here. See if maybe Hartman takes a shot here on this possession. And it's only a 12-0 game. They'll give it to the running back. Haracha is the first one to hit Christensen, who
the white hat threw a late flag there
after 7 yards. So it was a good pickup there by Preston Christensen. And I don't know, we'll check the flag here. Is
came from the white hat, so he knows what's up. Well, that's big. You're going to get a face mask. So attack on 15.
Okay, so a big penalty committed by the Bears. So after a gain of 7 yards by Christensen, they're going to add 15 more. So that'll put Troy into Bears territory. You feel like this is certainly not a much or a must-need drive, I should say, for Troy, but you would feel much better if you're able to get something out of this drive. St. Mary's won the toss, deferred, so they're going to get the ball to start the second half. And we saw them go 85 yards on their last drive into the wind. So they might be picking something up on offense. But Troy now will have it first and 10 after the penalty at the St. Mary's 43.
And I know Troy doesn't like doing it, but the run has been their most effective play tonight. Passing just hasn't been there. Running's been their best option.
We'll see a four wide receiver, correction now, the third time we've seen this five wide receiver set. Norris is a man in motion. He'll set up sidecar left, and now we got more movement up front, and it's going to be a false start.
Troy's just been shooting themselves in the foot with penalties tonight, whether it's encroachment or false start, a lot of pre-snap stuff. They're shooting themselves in the foot, and man, you're at the 43, now you're back around midfield, first and 15. This is a team that's already been putting you behind the chains. You don't want to assist them in any way.
Well, Troy's drive so far, interception, punt, punt, and punt. Yet they're only down 12-0 against a very good St. Mary's team, but the offense has just been a little stale. They've had a few good plays. You mentioned it's been the running game where they've been able to pick up some chunk yards. Here's Hartman, man in his face, he's hit. And it is blown up at the 49. I think that's a loss on the play. They found Christensen out of the backfield. And if it's not a loss of one, it's no gain. It's going to be second down and long.
That was Nate Hutley. I mean, just met Christensen with a beautiful textbook form tackle right in front of that St. Mary's sideline as soon as he caught it to turn up field. So haven't seen a shot yet from Troy. A lot of short dink and dunk kind of stuff. And it's just been blown up by St. Mary's. Their athletes are getting across the field and making all the open field tackles so far. I don't think they've had a missed tackle.
Yeah, they've been very good on that aspect. And Hartman now is going to drop back on second and long, and he will take a shot. It's kind of just thrown up for grabs, and it's picked off. And it's picked off at the 18-yard line and brought down on the play as the interception is Braden McCann. We saw McCann make the stop on the kickoff, and that one is just simply forced by Reagan Hartman. He's just trying to get something to happen and throws it where three blue jerseys are around, and underthrown in this weather, and it's easily picked by McCann, and another turnover by the Trojans.
That was Bennett trying to get a shot down to Bennett. We just said they hadn't taken a shot yet, and it was great coverage by Keller Hurley down the field, so it's not like Bennett had his man beat. But now it's going to be another long drive if St. Mary's can put it together, so you're not in great field position, but that turnover really hurts.
Well, that last drive and touchdown for St. Mary's, it was an 85-yard touchdown drive. This one is starting at their own 18, and now Hurla has some room here to the near side, lowers his shoulder across the 25 to the 28 for a gain of 10, and it's right at the first down stick, so it's either going to be second and inches or a first down, and it looks like they're going to move the chains. It is a first down run for Hurla.
And Troy just can't get off blocks. I mean, a lot of guys are getting pancaked all over the place. I mean, St. Mary's has been a lot more physical than so far, and they're holding their blocks very well, not letting Troy pursue or stop anything near the line of scrimmage. A lot of chunk plays for St. Mary's.
Well, we have seen both of these teams again, and I think a lot of it has to do with the conditions, but two of the heavier passing attacks in the States have been using the ground game, and Hurla left side, not much, might have slipped under his own feet and falls down back at the line of scrimmage for maybe a yard. Jarrett Norris was there to kind of finish it off, and they will give him a yard. Second down and 9, just shy of the 30. We're at 5:20 and counting here until halftime. Bears leading 12-0.
And that's the guy Troy needs to step up defensively is Norris. He's going to be the one that's going to have to contain Keller Hurley. You're going to have to rely on everyone else to take a running back or a wide receiver in jet motion. They're carrying the ball. Norris is the guy that has to get Hurley because everyone else has struggled to bring him down so far.
Norris was 7 tackles shy of 100 this season. Coming in, he had 93. We've seen him make a couple of tackles here in the first half. Hurla, they give it to the jet sweep on the reverse, and Troy is pursuing it pretty well. It will be a gain of about 3 or 4 yards. That's Griffin again. We've seen him a couple of times make some plays. They'll mark him at the 33, so it's a gain of about 3. And a third down play coming up here for the Bears. It'll be third down at about 5.
And this is a big-time play for Troy right here. Reaching about 4 minutes for the half. We already talked about how St. Mary's gets the ball started out. This is put your foot in the ground type of play here and get a stop and try and get some before the end of the half.
And St. Mary's going into this wind and into this rain. It is blowing directly towards the faces of the St. Mary's offense. Didn't affect them on their last drive going 85 yards and scoring. But now 3rd and 5 here from the 33. Hurla has a man coming down at him, gets away from it. Now he's going to scramble. There's a late flag thrown in the back end of this play, so I think this might be a hold. But Hurla ran it into Troy territory to about the 47, a gain of about 20, but it's coming back.
You know, Troy had a guy back there. I think it might have been Reagan Hartman, just missed him. We talked about Hurla, very elusive back there, but lucky that a hold bails him out of the big gain. Now it's 3rd and pretty long.
But we saw that happen in the first quarter where there was a holding call on, I believe it was Dieter. Not sure if it was Dieter this time around, but he was on the opposite side of the way the play was going. And where Hurla was when the flag was thrown, it just didn't seem like that was a necessary hold because it seemed Hurla had already kind of beat that rush and had gotten out of the pocket and had gotten away from everything. So it might have been another scenario where it's just not one where you need to hold. It just kind of happened that way.
And this late in the season, you got to know that your quarterback is very loose and very fast. Hurla can outrun a lot of people, so he's not going to be chased down from behind 9 times out of 10.
Well, now it's 3rd down and 21 after the penalty all the way back to the 17-yard line. They'll send trips left. Hurla is in the gun. Rezac to his left, and they'll just keep it here with Hurla. Following Rezac, breaks a tackle, but then he's brought down at the 24-yard line. And Rezac, I love it when parents yell at the kids. Specifically, I think a St. Mary's parent just told one of the Troy kids to quit crying.
And he was
not really necessary, but you know.
He wasn't really crying. Hartman was just getting blocked after playing. Was one of the Rezac brothers. That was James who had the touchdown early. Took him to the ground after Hurley got tackled. So, I mean, unnecessary, but
you know, playing through the whistle, I get that. But I don't really
It wasn't late.
Not super late.
But it was after the play, so you can understand the frustration a little bit for sure.
But St. Mary's is going to have to punt it away on 4th and long. This is actually a really good punt and a return here for Bowden Bennett. He's at the 50, the 45, trying to drag his way to the 40 and all the way inside the 40 near the 37.
And
so here's your opportunity with 3 minutes left in the half.
And that was a good punt, but the only problem was it was a line drive missile right to Bowden Bennett, and then not going down easy. Carried about five or six bears with him to get across the 40. Troy gets that good field position, throwing two interceptions, got a couple punts, being way behind the sticks. But this is the time right here. Your defense has got to stop. You got a short field. You can get it to 12-6, 12-8 at halftime. You got to be feeling pretty good about how at the half for how sloppy it's been.
Well, this is only the second time that Troy's been in St. Mary's territory. This is the first time they're starting a drive in Bears territory. Hartman throwing to Norris. Screen. He cuts it back here to the near side. Has a lot of room. He's at the 30, the 25, 20. Gets inside the 15, and he trips over his own feet at about the 13-yard line for a gain of 25. And Troy now knocking at the door.
It's going to sound cliche, but that was the reason that was the best play for Troy is because of how well blocked it was. Even if Norris didn't come back to the near side, if he ran to the far side, he had great blocks all the way across the board. And that was the best play for Troy, but it was all because of the blocking.
But now you got to capitalize. 2:33, clock is moving, second quarter. Bears leading 12-0, but the Trojans trying to get on the board. A five wide receiver set. Etherton is the man in motion, and that snap nearly bobbled, but Hartman has it. Gets to the 10, gets to the 5, and out of bounds around the 3.
There's a flag down, though.
And it looks like this is going to be against Troy, the way that they're kind of reacting over there, as Hartman is still down, but now he's up.
But I think it's going to be a spot foul, so it won't be first and 20. But
it's Austin Grable.
But it's going to back him up a little bit.
It looks like it's going to be against Austin Grable, the official talking to him over here. He was kind of out in front helping Hartman on that run here to the near side. And the holding call by Grable. Boy, he's going to back this one up. So let's see where they mark it. It's all the way back to the 16. And he had it at about the 3, and now you're looking at first down at about 13 from the 16.
The only good thing about that for Troy is it was way down the field, so you're not first and 20. You only lose a couple yards, and you still get the down over. So
that could have been a worse scenario, no doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the only positive you can take away from that. And the last two plays have been your best plays, but that's because they're finally blocking very well. They're beating the more physical team these last two plays.
So now first and 13 at the 16 as Troy is trying to get on the board here towards the end of the half. Hartman's going to keep it himself. Spins away from one, but not a second, and he is going to be brought down in the backfield. It's Caden Moylan who made the stop, sophomore defensive lineman. And I think a forward progress will get a yard at best to the 15, but not much at all. So now second down and call it a short 13 to go.
That was an interesting play because Norris and Bennis were both on the sideline, so maybe a tell. That was going to be a run play, but they're both back on the field for this one.
Two running backs, both sides of Hartman in the gun. Grable, the lone receiver, left. Back to pass. Hartman had the ball knocked out, and I think he jumped on it. Well, he is very fortunate that wasn't a turnover. James Rezac came screaming through, and he knocked the ball out of Hartman's hands. And that penalty now is really hurting because after that play, it drops Troy all the way back to the 24-yard line. They need the 3-yard line for a first down. It is third and 21.
And it looked like he was loading up to pass it there, and Rezac just came and hit his arm, and the ball fell, and lucky it bounced right to him to where he was able to fall in. But now it's third and long.
We'll get a timeout here.
Probably try and get about half of it here to make it fourth and manageable.
61 seconds, by the way, left until half.
Might
go ahead and keep it right here.
I'll try and get about half here. You still can pick up a first down, so maybe you take a shot down the field, try and get a pass interference call like you did earlier, but maybe get about 12 yards or so. They're at the 24, then need the 2. So, yeah, maybe about back to 4th and 10 or something like that.
That's kind of my thought is you think it's 4 down territory. I don't think a field goal is an option with the weather, although the wind is at your back here. But now, again, it's 3rd and 22 at the 24. You need the 3-yard line for a first down. At least try to get some of it back, make it a little bit more manageable on fourth down, and maybe you give yourself a shot at the end zone. Because you don't have a whole lot of room between the first down and the goal line. You only have 3 yards in between the two. But ultimately, with how things have kind of gone and with St. Mary's getting the ball to start the second half, you think Troy is saying, we need some points here, and they want to find the end zone to try to keep this thing within one possession going into the break.
I thought they might run that screen pass to Norris that they did earlier in the play, but they're not in that same formation.
Norris is the receiver far side right, a four wide set, two total to the right, two left, and Hartman is back to pass. He will take a shot towards Norris's way towards the end zone, and that ball just fluttered up into the wind, and it's incomplete. It dropped short. It was right about the first down marker at the three, so they get nothing on it. They took a shot, and it's now 4th and 21.
And that was single coverage. I mean, if he gets that more to the outside than the inside, I like his chances of Norris going up to get that ball. It's just the throw wasn't there, but I think they had a shot there on a better throw. And might see a similar play here on 4th down.
Well, 4th and 21 at the 24. Troy is going for it. And they must get to the 3-yard line for a first down. Hartman will sling it near side into the air, and it's incomplete and out of bounds. No flags on the field intended for Austin Grable, and it's a turnover on downs. With 51 seconds left in the half, and St. Mary's hanging on to their lead. It's 12-0.
Both of those throws by Hartman, his receiver just didn't have a chance to go and get the ball. That one was way too far to the outside. The first one was way too far to the inside. You know, you look back on that holding call by Austin Grable.
Yeah, it would have been 1st and goal at the 3.
And then
that took him back, and then obviously the big fumble that knocked him back a few more. Rezac going in and making a play, and then it went from potentially 1st and goal at the 3 to 4th and 21 at the 24. But now 50 seconds here for St. Mary's, a 12-0 lead. Into the wind, Hurla's in the gun, option near side. He'll tuck it, keep it himself. He's got a little bit of room, breaking one tackle. He's got a 1st down, dragging white jerseys all the way up to the 40, still on his feet, and he's up to the 41-yard line, and I think St. Mary's will burn a timeout here.
They got
39 seconds to go.
They got two left. Oh.
And another flag is in late.
I don't think Troy pushed him down. I think it appears that Troy pushed him down, but I think he just kind of fell because there was about all 22 players together in the end of that play with a rugby scrum. I think he just fell coming out of the pile, but
Preston Christensen was trying to help him up towards the end.
Christensen was the closest one to him. I don't think he shoved him. I think they were just trying to get out of the scrum, and Hurla fell to the ground. Maybe some acting. Maybe he did just fall over, but
yeah, again, at least 20 of 22 active players on the field were in that scrum towards the end, and everyone's playing through the whistle.
And I
don't think this should if they do a personal foul here against Troy,
they
call it against St. Mary's. Wow,
and that's
so that makes more sense because Christensen was trying to help Hurla up, and then Rezac came in and kind of pushed Christensen out of the way as he was trying to help him up. So I think that might have been where the flag is in, but, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the call. I kind of figured they were going to call on Troy there, but there was certainly nothing against Troy. Well, St. Mary's is going to be called for the 15 yards, and that drops him all the way back near the 27.
And that's on the officials, really. I mean, that play went way too long. They had Hurla stood up, and then everyone gets on in the pile, and it's just a rugby scrum, and that's how people get hurt, and a lot of crazy things happen. I think that's on the rest. They probably should have blown that dead a little sooner, but now with that penalty, St. Mary's might just take it into the half of their 12-0 lead, getting the ball back.
Yeah, we're down to 25 seconds, clock moving. They got a long way to go to the end zone, although they will set up trips left. 20 seconds to go. It's an option keeper near side. Hurla just lowers the shoulder. He'll get a couple. That's it. And Rezac is yelling at the official for something. He wants a face mask, I believe. They're not going to get it. That should be the last play of the half, and it will be. And kind of an odd half, but it was, again, it's cold, it's wet. I think both teams are talking a little bit of smack, and we're at the end of the first half of play in this playoff matchup here in a battle of top five teams and the home Bears. A 12-0 lead here at halftime. Our halftime is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It's 7 miles west of Holton, K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 12-0 St. Mary's at the half, and we'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our halftime score here at St. Mary's, the home Bears leading Troy 12-0. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Salmon with you on a cold, chilly night. The rain is falling. Trenton Kraxner here as well. Well, just what's kind of your first thoughts here on this half? Game was a little bit chippy. Troy had some penalties that certainly derailed a couple of drives that could have got some points on the board, particularly their last drive. They would have had first and goal at the 3, but a holding penalty knocked them back outside the 10, and then a fumble and a sack got them back to 4th and 21 from the 24. Ultimately, they turn it over on downs, and they've had a couple of interceptions and just punts. And you look up at the scoreboard, you're only down 2 scores, 12-0. You know, the defense has done its job for the most part against a very potent Bears offense, but, you know, just kind of the first 24 minutes in, what do you kind of take away from it?
If you're Troy, you got to keep chipping away, especially on defense. I mean, you've got a bunch of stops. They had a short field for the first touchdown, and they just broke a couple big plays on their other touchdown drive. Just keep getting stops, and eventually you're going to hope that your offense breaks through. They putting together a good drive, but then you just got put way behind the chains by a penalty, a strip sack fumble. You know, just keep chipping away defensively, and eventually your offense will make a play, hopefully. And just don't be mouthy. I mean, that was very chippy, little extra play activities on both sides, but I think both teams like to talk smack because they're good and they know it. But don't do anything stupid that's going to hurt you.
Well, the first drive of the game for Troy, they got it first after St. Mary's won the toss and deferred. So, again, the Bears will get the ball to start the third quarter. Second play of the game, Reagan Hartman throws an interception, which gave St. Mary's a short field at the 36, and they would cap off a touchdown drive with Kella Hurla finishing on third and goal from 1 yard out. Two-point conversion was no good, 6-0 St. Mary's, pretty quick, just a little over 4 minutes into the game. Then after that, we saw punt, a turnover on downs, punt, punt, into the quarter, another punt, and then finally St. Mary's had their worst field position at their own 15, and they drive 85 yards into the wind and into the rain, and also a huge penalty against Troy on that drive, a big face mask penalty that got him down inside the 20. And then the very next play at the 13-yard line, James Rezac strolls into the end zone for the touchdown. They did miss the two-point conversion again, and that was with 7:37 left until half. Gave St. Mary's that 12-0 lead, and then Reagan Hartman threw another interception. St. Mary's then punted on their next possession, and then a turnover on downs ended the half, again, as Troy certainly had a chance, but penalties certainly hurt their cause getting on the scoreboard late in the second quarter. Take another timeout. It's the Bears 12, Trojans nothing. We'll kind of talk about this one a little more, update with some other scores around the area as playoff football continues on a cold, wet night here in northeast Kansas. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Back here on KMZA, Brandon Trenton and Colin all with you. It is cold. It is wet. We're in St. Mary's, and the Bears lead Troy in a battle of two of the best in 1A, 12-0 here at the half. Touchdown run by Keller Hurla in the first quarter, and a 13-yard touchdown run by James Rezac in the second quarter from 13 yards out. A couple failed two-point conversions, a 12-0 St. Mary's lead. Two of the best passing attacks, not just in 1A, but in the state. We had two top 10 passers in Reagan Hartman and Keller Hurla, but again, it is cold, it is wet, it is windy. We saw both these teams have a little bit more success in the ground game, and both teams kind of went towards that. And obviously, we saw some chunk plays by both sides, but obviously, Troy couldn't get any points out of it. Kind of will see a similar scenario, I would think, here in the second half, especially with St. Mary's, a chance to really kind of put this game not necessarily away, but you put Troy in a very difficult spot if the Bears are able to come out of here in the third quarter and work a drive and get it down the field and potentially get some points.
Yeah, the opening possession of the half is going to be the crucial one to determine how the rest of the half will play out. If you're Troy, you really just got to stay out of your own way. Penalties are killing you. Being way behind the chains is a bunch of stacking negative plays on top of negative plays. Your defense has been there outside of two drives. One was a very short field, and the other one they just ripped off a couple chunk plays, but you're going to expect that with an explosive offense. Eventually, you've had one explosive play, and that was when they got down about the 15 on that screen pass to Norris, which we've seen them do so many times in the games we covered. You just got to get some of your plays working or maybe open up the playbook a little bit and run a trick play or something to just get you going and maybe even get you into the end zone. But it's not raining right now. It might pick up out
of
the half.
Most of the first quarter, the rain kind of stayed away. It was just maybe a little bit misty, but then we saw kind of ladder into that first quarter, and then most of the second quarter, the rain really started coming down. You could see it, and it was really pushing into the face of the direction that St. Mary's was going into, and that didn't affect them from going 85 yards on their second touchdown drive, take that 12-0 lead. But it's, again, penalties, getting behind the sticks early on downs, on first down plays, Troy kind of getting in their own way, yet they're only down 12-0 here at St. Mary's against a very good Bears team, a Bears team that K-Prep's had as their preseason number one team in Class 1A. They are currently ranked number three. Let's go to a couple of scores around the area. We got some other games on our area stations, and our scoring updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com for more information. Over on our sister station, KR93.7, a good one between Centralia and Jefferson County North. Tom Counts with the call there. Centralia at home, leading a low-scoring affair, 12-8. The Chargers trailing the Panthers by just four. Centralia, of course, the lone unbeaten team left in Class 1A and getting a heck of a battle from a Jefferson County North team that finished second in this district behind St. Mary's. Again, a four-point game there at the half on KR 93.7. Centralia 12, Jefferson County North 8. Over on KMZA 92.1 FM, it's the number two or number one team in 2A, depending on the publication you look at. But Nemaha Central, they were cruising over the defending champions in Rossville. That was a 24-7 lead at the half for Nemaha Central. And then the last check of our game on the Holton Channel, Justin Fluke with the call there. No problem for the Wildcats, at least through the first 12 minutes. They had a 21-0 lead over Bishop Ward. And I think Trenton's got a few other scores maybe just from around the playoffs that might be of note to some.
Meade, if anyone cares about eight-man football, they were actually losing. They're defending state champs in the 1A ranks. They threw a 53-yard touchdown pass to go up by two over Quinter with 28 seconds left. We talked about Wetmore. They had a big win in six-man. They keep rolling along. Olby.
I think they, by the way, just stopping you right there, talking about Wetmore, getting that big win tonight over Burton. I believe they get the number one team in six-man next week in Cunningham, I believe.
That might be a long drive out west.
That could be a long drive for the Cardinals, but Coach Anzlicek doing a great job with the Cardinals. First year in six-man, and they're on to the sectional round, but looks to be the number one team in their way next week.
You mentioned the Centralia JCN score winner. That would get Olpe next week, and Olpe was up 14-0 over Pleasanton late in the fourth. Well, Buncey and Marion, Buncey one of the better teams out west. Troy beat them in week one. They're tied at the half with Marion at 8 apiece.
Figured we'd see a lot of low-scoring games across the state today with the weather.
With everyone deciding to keep their games on. Bishop Miege, you know, that's a powerhouse law team with a multiplier. Now people have talked about Miege will probably move up in classifications, but
in Class 4A currently.
Yeah, they were playing at Eudora in early second quarter. They're only at 14-12, so Eudora's sticking with them, and that's a team that a lot of people have wanted to move up in a lot of different classifications.
Yep.
Sabetha, they were beating Riley County. They upended Silver Lake. They were up at the half 27-6.
And that was a rematch from a game about a month or about a month and change ago. It's the second meeting between Sabetha and Riley County this year. Sabetha went to Riley County, I believe it was like week 5 or 6, and won big. I believe that was a 35-0 final. You mentioned they're taking care of business in the first half. The winner of this game, by the way, gets St. Mary's Colgan, who's really, really good, 9-1. They played their game last night, won big. Potentially could be a long road trip for one of these two teams, depending on how it shapes up. Again, St. Mary's, a team that won their district. Troy, a team that did not win their district. I believe St. Mary's Colgan won their district. So if it's a scenario where Troy would come back and win this game, I believe they would have to travel all the way down to Pittsburgh, take on St. Mary's Colgan. Not sure if it would be a home game for St. Mary's next week, but if they're going off records again, however it's set up. St. Mary's could host either one of these two teams next week.
And Frankfort, one of our area teams, they lost to Lebo tonight. Their season ended 46-0. Lebo's a really good team in Division II. They beat some of those powerhouses.
Yeah, Lebo's 8-2, and Frankfort, credit to them. You know, they started real slow. I think they lost their first three and then came back strong, had a nice little winning streak put together, and they went on the road and beat a really good St. John's Tipton team last week to get to this round, but another tough out, so Wildcats of Frankfort losing to Lebo tonight. As, again, our scoring updates, we'll try to get you more throughout the night as we're getting closer to the start of the second half here. Again, our scoring updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com for more information. Again, the Bears lead it over Troy here. It's 12-0 St. Mary's. We'll get you set for the second half when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Still a couple minutes until the start of the second half here in St. Mary's. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Kraxner, Colin Feldkamp in his studio. We'll take one final break here in a moment, but just real quick, let's talk keys to the second half coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, Troy will start on the defensive side. Bears will get the ball first, leading 12-0, and penalties, getting behind the sticks on first down, just a lot of things getting in Troy's way that can be certainly avoided, and you got to limit those mistakes and certainly find some momentum on offense here in the second half.
And, you know, we covered their game against Centralia, their only loss of the season, and they were down like 13-7 or something like that at the half, and they came out and onside kicked. And I don't know if they want to risk that against St. Mary's, who's much more explosive offense than Centralia, given their short field. But if you're trying to turn the tide and steal possession on a wet, slippery night like tonight or on turf field.
Interesting call there.
I mean, we've seen it at Centralia right out of the half when they were trailing, you know, maybe to boost the offense. Maybe they can get deep and just trust their defense. But I don't know if you want to give St. Mary's a short field. But
kicking game's been a struggle for both with the weather and the wind. We haven't seen many good punts or any good kicks.
It's still not raining in any sort right now, so it might be a dry half here. But, you know, outside of kicking, you're going to want to stay sharp on defense and just limit the big plays. They've done it all night, and they've barely passed. Well, I don't know if Keller Hurley maybe has maybe one, two completions all night. It's been a lot of running, so just continue to do what you've done on defense, limit the big play, then offense. Just hope to break one or put together a solid drive. You're only down two scores, and you did not play that great at all in that first half. Kept getting your own way and shooting yourself in the foot, so try and get back to your way of football here.
Well, the Bears lead at 12-0 over Troy. We'll take a final 60-second timeout. We're back with the second half in a moment here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our halftime had been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, and our game broadcast tonight is Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. As we start the third quarter, Troy kicking off from left to right. Bears on the receiving end will move from right to left. Bears leading 12-0 in this 1A regional round matchup. And it's going to be a squib kick, very low. A Paracha is going to take a knee at the 40 with it. So St. Mary's will have a good field position here at their own 40-yard line.
And that's a good job by St. Mary's, kind of tried maybe an onside kick. You have a guy like Paracha, who's a wide receiver out on the front line. That's a very smart decision to benefit from there and sets up a good field position.
How crucial this possession is for the Troy defense. Trying to get a stop here and not wanting to get farther away than two possessions. So here we go. First and 10, St. Mary's at their own 40. Just starting here in the second half. Bears leading 12-0. Four wide. Two to the right, two to the left. The man's in motion. It's Rezac. Play action. Hurl is going to take a shot far side of the field, and it is incomplete. And I believe that was Gomez that might have got a couple fingertips on it, but it falls incomplete. Second down and 10.
Just a hair underthrown there for Gomez, who, if he hits him in stride, he beats Grable for a touchdown. So no rain coming down, starting with a dry half, and they decided to take a shot right out of the gate. And they had Gomez down the sideline, just a hair underthrown there from Hurla.
I think it was Grable out there in coverage. It was Austin Grable, so stride for stride and hip for hip, he had him. It was a really good throw that was nearly caught. Second and 10 from the 40 for St. Mary's. trips to the left to running back Rezac behind Hurla. The run option short field right. Hurla cuts it up. Now he goes outside the numbers. He's got a first down in Detroit territory. Another flag comes in late. And this may be coming back after Hurla scampered for an 11-yard pickup.
It might get the center Atticus Martin. And just once again, Hurla's way out there and unnecessary. You're way away from the play. And that's three St. Mary's wiped out a big play just way behind the play.
Yeah, it's
holding.
Nowhere close to the actual play that is developing. And these flags are late coming in, and it's really cost the Bears a few plays.
You're running an option to the outside, and your center 10 yards behind the play gets caught holding. You know, that breaks up a first down. Now you're way behind the sticks, and a benefit for Troy, advantage.
Well, now Troy needs to get the stop here. It's second down and about 18 to go at the 33-yard line. Far side hash, Hurla in the gun. Man in motion, it's Huttley here to the near side. They fake it to him. Hurla now rolls out to his right. Big block by the offensive lineman, and a tip pass is incomplete.
They're going to get Martin, though, because after he did that big block, he jumped on top of Kemper Clary and put him into the dirt.
That's Atticus Martin, as you mentioned, who may have been the guilty party on the hold, and now he may get a second consecutive penalty.
I think they're just going to get unnecessary roughness. I don't think it's on the block. I think it was after he put him to the ground, he jumped on top of him, finished him down. Kemper Clary was not going to get up and pursue the ball there, so it was a great block, but the one after that, I think, is what they're going to get him for unnecessary roughness. It was a heck of a block, but...
It was a heck of a block and a legal block, but again, just that little bit of extra stuff afterwards... The refs are really trying to kind of control that kind of stuff, and it's, again, it's nowhere near the play. The play is way away from it, and I can understand why the flag was thrown there, because it certainly, it goes right to the saying, unnecessary.
And now you're second and about 45 here. I mean, they have to get all the way across midfield, and they're standing at their own 10-yard line. I think it's second and 41
it
here.
It is second and 41 for the Bears, so the Trojans defense cannot give up a first down here. If they want to win this game, you cannot let St. Mary's get a first down on 2nd and 41. So on 2nd and 41, they are backed up. Hurla takes a chest-high snap. Looking right. Now he's going to take off. He's going to get some yards to the 20, pushed out near the 25. They'll get him to the 27-yard line for a gain of 16, but it's going to bring up still a long way to go. 3rd down and about 24.
That was Norris that pushed him out, and he kind of was spying Hurla a little bit, but Hurla getting to the outside, you had to catch up and just shove him out of bounds. But
so 3rd and 25 officially.
And this is where we saw St. Mary's early in the game when they had him back, Troy backed up, and they had pass interference. They don't want any type of penalty for an automatic first down here if you're Troy. Play to your keys and play to your strengths, fundamental football, and wrap someone up.
Well, they stay pretty tight. The secondary does for Troy on 3rd and 25. Hurla takes a snap. He's rolling here to the near side. He's got some good blocking. Wants to take a shot. Throws it across his body, and it's incomplete. Hiracha nearly made an incredible catch over the shoulder, but it's incomplete at about the 40. And now 4th down and 25.
And that's a play where the pass rush saves the secondary because Hiracha ran a good wheel route, and he was behind the defense, but having to throw off across his body there was Hurley because of the pressure, not able to put it on him, but that was a beautiful wheel route. The pass rush bails out the secondary, and because of those compounded penalties, now you're forcing the first punt on the night, or the second punt, and you have a shot here to make a play.
Again, Troy just...
And that only took 40 seconds off the clock, so, I mean, about the best you can, a line drive right to Bennett to gets at the 40, and he's got a good return.
He's at the 40. He's breaking away and inside the 35 all the way down to the 33. So that's the second good punt return we've seen by Bowden Bennett, and it sets up the Trojans in prime field position officially at the 34.
And this is where their last drive started before the half where they got backed up. They had the good punt return from Bennett, and then they just had a holding call that backed them up and a strip sack they had to fall on. So all the momentum's on your sideline right now. This is the time to capitalize.
Well, they had the opportunity at the end of the first half. They would have had first and goal at the 3, but multiple penalties set them back to 4th and long, and they ended up turning it over on downs. But Hartman under center. You're on their first drive of the second half. They run it on an end around for a couple of yards. I believe that was Bennett who came around to the near side who got the couple there. It is 2nd down and 8. at the 31. They'll officially give Bennett 3 yards, and we'll call it second down and 7.
You know, I mean, like we said, didn't waste a lot of time on defense, so it's basically like you're stealing the possession, getting the ball out of the half. We're not even a minute and a half in yet.
Here's that 5-wide set to the left, and now Norris takes the snap, throws it to Bennett, who might have thought about throwing it, but instead he takes off. He'll get some yards here across the 30 and just shy of the first down, maybe a couple yards short. So that's about the third or fourth time we've seen that set where they put Hartman in the gun and put 5 wide to one side.
Well, that time they had Norris motion in the backfield, and he threw that pass, and I think Hartman might have been running off the far side, but they covered up. That's why Bennett's might have looked to pass, and there was no one, just took off. But now you're going back to trips left.
Third down and 2, just outside the 25. Hartman with a keeper, barrels his way across the line. Forward progress, close to the sticks. At the 24, it's going to be close, but it looks like he just has enough for the first down. We'll see.
Forward progress, he got pushed back to the 25, but he got to the 24. It's going to, they might bring out the sticker. Oh, he's by. They look like inside the 24. Yep, first down.
Yeah, they give him the first down.
And you got to convert your third down shorts when you get there, because
they've not had many of them.
No, you've been way behind the sticks. When it's third and short, you got to convert for how good this defense of St. Mary's has played tonight. You got to convert every chance you get.
Not quite 3 minutes into this third quarter. Bears leading Troy 12-0, but the Trojans, another opportunity here to get their first points on the board. Hartman to Norris. Oh, and it's nearly picked, but it's dropped. Hurla would have taken that 70 yards to the house if he caught that.
And Hurla thought it might have been backwards. They were trying to get that screen pass north, and Hurla just slipped through a block and just couldn't crowd it. He fell on top of it thinking it might have been a backwards pass, but
boy,
great for Troy.
Yeah, he has read a couple of those screen passes tonight, and that one would have been devastating because if he catches that in stride, he is gone, and then all of a sudden it's a three-possession game.
They had everyone blocked there but Hurla, so, and that was the most important guy. They blocked Hurla out there. Norris might take that. Everyone else is blocked pretty well.
Now second down and 10. Troy avoids a big blunder there. Second down and 10 from the 24. Now they're just trying to get the alignment right here with the formation. It's going to be a direct snap. It's going to be a keeper here. Far side left. A gain of about 3 or 4. And I think some fans on the far side wanting a little extracurricular activity. Honestly, not sure who that is.
Well, they don't have a 15 on our program here, but it was number 15 for Troy. Or what? Yeah, it's 15. So I'm wondering maybe a bloody jersey or got ripped and they put an extra jersey on. But Mr. 15 got the direct snap carry there, whoever that may be. He's not giving it our program here.
Got a mystery player out there for Troy right now. It's third down and 7, though, at the 21-yard line. Hartman takes the snap. He is pushed up into the pocket. He takes off running, and he is tripped up at about the 19, maybe 18-yard line. He's going to be about 3 yards shy, maybe 4, the first down. And a big fourth and short coming up here for Troy as Hartman is a little bit slow to get up.
So it's going to be about a 4th and 4, 4th and 5. We're going to say 4, even to the 18. So this is major play here.
Fourth down and 4, the 18-yard line for the Trojans. Early portions of the third quarter, they trail 12-0. Keller Hurla has a touchdown run. James Rizak, a touchdown run for the Bears. Trojans trying to get their first points, trying to get this back to within a possession. They got to convert 4th and 4 from the 18. 8:25 left, third quarter. Trips left, a man to the right. That's Bennett in motion, now quads left. Hartman looking that way. It is tipped and incomplete. And another turnover on downs as it looks like he had a receiver. I think it was Seth Judd who got his hands on it and could have had a catch there, but it popped out of his hands incomplete. And the Trojans turn it over on downs.
He had two guys there, but it was kind of in between both of them and then bounced off Judd's hand, then a St. Mary's defender and fell to the ground. But that just hurts. For Troy, I mean, in the last two drives, you drove him down there and deep into territory, and
he's
got anything.
Multiple chances to capitalize, and they have not been able to do so. So St. Mary's getting the ball back at their own 18-yard line. Their second possession of the second half. They still lead it 12-0, 8:15 to go, third quarter. Earl is going to keep it himself, and up to the 19 for a gain of 1. Norris in there on the stop. So, again, we've seen St. Mary's kind of stick with the ground game. They keep it with Herla a lot, and they've run option a little bit on occasion, but I think they feel pretty comfortable with how their defense has played, and really the last two possessions holding the Trojans off the board. Now they'll try to milk some clock here and keep this one moving. Second down and 9 at the 19-yard line, maybe close to the 20. Herla takes a low snap here. Hutley on a reverse. He's got some room, 25-30, first down and a little bit more, and he's finally swung out of bounds just shy of the 35. So a big gain there for Hutley on the reverse and a first down for the Bears. Up to the 34-yard line. So the Bears get the first down and a big run. We saw Hutley used quite a bit in the early portions of the game. Hadn't really called his name much since the first couple possessions, but that time a nice gain and a first down run out to the 34-yard line. Clock moving, 7.5 minutes, or correction, stopped at 7:33. He was forced out of bounds. So first and 10 for the Bears, their own 34-yard line. Herla in the gun, Hutley in motion, takes the snap. They're going to give it to Hutley again. Same play, just the other side. Gets to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and inside the Troy 40 and out of bounds at the 36-yard line to gain a 30. So Hutley back-to-back plays for about 15 and there for about 30. And now the Bears are in motion at the Troy 39. So I guess take that back, not quite 30. They originally marked him out closer to the 34, but they officially mark him out at the 39. But still a big run and a first down. The Bears moving now from right to left. It's first and 10 at the Troy 39. Four wide set, two left, two right, ball near side hash, man in motion, it's Griffin. And now they fake the reverse. Herla's going to keep it himself, and he's drugged down at about the 35. Clary and Norris both in on the stop for Troy. But not after Herla's able to pick up about 4 to the 35. It'll bring up second and 6.
And this is big time for Troy. You got to put your foot in the ground here now. They've put together a couple big explosive plays. You got to put your foot in the ground here. You don't want to get down 18-20 to nothing when you already haven't scored tonight and you're expecting to get 3 scores against a very potent defense tonight. And you're probably going to see a lot of ball control St. Mary's the rest of the way.
Yeah, Bears certainly taking their time using that clock. 7 seconds on the play clock, 6:40 left here in the third quarter. Herla in the gun, takes a chest-high snap, standing in the pocket, looking downfield. He'll take a shot. It's underthrown, and it's still caught at the 4-yard line. It's Nate Hutley again, who has killed the Trojans' defense on this drive. First and goal, Bears at the 4. Right down the middle of the field. Gain of 31.
As you said, it was underthrown, but that's Hutley just had his man so beaten. The safety help was late getting over there for the Troy defense, so he was able to go up and high point that football and fall down at the 4.
So Hutley has had gains of about 15, 26, and 30 there, roughly, on 3 plays. So this is the Nate Hutley drive for the Bears, and he has set up the Bears first and goal at the 4. Herla takes the snap. Give is to Rezac up the middle, and going to be short of the goal line, but to about the 2 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and goal. James Rezac trying to get his second touchdown of the game and just a couple yards shy. So now they can take off against some more clock as there's still time. We're only in the third quarter, 5:42 and counting, but the Bears capitalize on this drive. They'll be up 3 scores, and it's just been tough sledding for the Troy offense all night. The Troy defense gets something or a stop here, and Herla slips up. I think he would have had a touchdown, but it looked like he might have slipped, and he's going to be shy of the end zone, but not by much. He is inside the 1. He needs about 2 inches to the goal line.
That's about as close as you can get without getting into the end zone. As you said, he kind of just slipped there. He probably would have been able to dive across the line there, but
now, if anything, you can at least take about 30 more seconds off the clock. It's third and goal from inside the 1-yard line. And they will come out in a shotgun formation with the running back being James Rezac. Sidecar left here to Herla. 2 receivers left, 2 right. And it's just Herla who dives over the goal line into the end zone on the quarterback keeper. His second rushing touchdown of the night. And at 4:50 to go, third quarter, the Bears extending their lead. They have an 18-0 advantage here against Troy.
If you're Troy, just try and find a positive out of this drive and do what you've done the first few times after surrendering your touchdowns. Get a two-point stop here and then go back on offense and trying to get some going here later side of the third quarter for sure.
Well, Bears 0-2 tonight on two-point conversions. Trying to get one here to get it to 20-0. Huttley in motion. They give it to Huttley on the reverse, going towards the goal line. He's going to be close, and for a third time, the Troy defense is hold, or they were able to hold once again. So credit Troy in that regard. St. Mary's now 0-3 on two-point tries, but end of the day, it's still a three-possession ball game. Bears extend it. They now lead it 18-0 here against Troy. 4:50 left in the third quarter. We'll step aside, back in a moment here on KNZA.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractin. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
An 82-yard touchdown drive for the Bears, capped off by another touchdown run from the quarterback, Keller Hurla, and his second touchdown from a yard out. And the two-point conversion try fails, and it's 4:50 to go in this third quarter. Troy in some trouble now. They trail 18-0. They have just not been able to get any points. Their last two drives, they have worked it into the red zone, and penalties and lost yardage plays have just kind of hurt this team, and now they'll get the ball back with good field position up near the 40. Troy will get it after the short kickoff at the 39, but they need something now, down three scores here over the halfway point of the third quarter.
Yeah, it's do or die right here for Troy offensively. I mean, you got to put it in the end zone here.
Let's see if Troy can get something going. 18-0, the Bears lead it. 4:45 left, third quarter. Another possession here for Troy. Hartman takes the snap, looking left, fires it that way, and he has Norris near a first down. Across the 45, out near the 47. So a good first down play there for 8 yards. Pitch and catch to Norris. And it's 2nd and 2 coming up.
And that's the first completion that's not a screen pass on the night for Troy. They're about 8 yards down the field to Norris, and it's a good pickup. And you're going to see a very fast pace from them, probably on no huddle.
Here's Hartman on a quarterback keeper left side. Gets through the line and gets to midfield for a first down. A big run to keep the chains moving. 4:25 and counting in the third. So a first down here on this drive right to midfield, far side hash. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Trojans, working left to right here, down 18-0. Another rare play, Hartman going under center. The eye set, two receivers right. Now a man in motion is Bowden Bennett. He'll stutter at the line, move back to the near side. Hartman will throw it towards Norris, and it's incomplete. Hard to overshoot a guy that's 6'4", but that's the case there as Hartman threw it a little high, and it's incomplete. Nate Huttley in on the coverage. And now 2nd down and 10 from the 50. 4:03 left to go in this third quarter. Two touchdown runs by Keller Hurla. Another touchdown run by James Rezac. Bears are 0-3 on two-point conversions. They lead it 18-0. And the winner of this game getting St. Mary's Colgan in the sectional round next week. There's a pitch and catch into St. Mary's territory, but it's a short gain. Bowden Bennett's to the 45 for a gain of 5, and it's 3rd and 5. And it's just been hard here for the Trojans to really get anything going.
Yeah, they haven't had a down-the-field type of play or break a big play pretty much all night.
Well, we've seen them take a couple shots, but the true shots, I guess, on the 4th and 21 play in the first half that went incomplete, but a couple times we've also seen Hartman take a shot. Twice he's been intercepted.
And he's not been very accurate tonight. I wonder how wet it is. Maybe the wind is affecting him. I don't know, but
just hasn't been very accurate on the deep shots. Well, now he's got to get the ball snapped here. 3 seconds on the play clock. A man's in motion. We might get a timeout here, and that's exactly what we're going to get. It would have been a delay of game there. The Trojans have to burn a timeout.
No, they don't.
They do call delay a game. Wow.
Looked like you wanted to send someone in motion, but didn't get going in time, and
Yeah, it was already late at time. Yeah, it was Christian Etherton. Hartman kind of signaled him to go into motion. There was only about 3 seconds left on the play clock, and if you saw it, Etherton kind of just put his hands in the air like, what are we doing here? And it results in a 5-yard penalty. So now from 3rd and 5 to 3rd and 10 back at midfield. 3:12 left here in the quarter, 18-0 St. Mary's. Hartman back to pass. And he's standing tall, and it's another ball that's underthrown into triple coverage, and it's incomplete, but a flag is thrown.
The home crowd doesn't like it, but when you're triple teaming someone, there's no reason to be all handsy and grabby with him. I don't know if they
Karacha was around him, yeah. Rizak was around him, Hurla was around him.
They're doing a lot of hand fighting with Norris, which is very unnecessary when you're triple teaming a guy.
And again, a ball that was underthrown, and that's, what, the second or third time tonight that Troy's been bailed out by kind of an underthrown ball that's resulted into pass interference play. But it's absolutely much needed. The Troy will take anything they can get at this point. So a pass interference will move it to the 35 and a fresh set of downs. First and 10 for Troy. Still late portions of the third quarter. They need some points. They trail 18-0. Trips right, two left. Man in motion here. It's Etherton. They're going to give it to him. And then Bowden on a double reverse. It is well defended, and he goes nowhere. Rizak in on the stop. And the double reverse from Etherton. The Bennett is going to lose a yard, 2nd and 11.
That play just wasn't well blocked, and it was kind of long developed, and Rizak, who's been flying around all the field in the middle linebacker spot, just put a good stick on Bennett's, and now you're behind the chains again to start if you're Troy.
That's a loss of 2 officially, 2nd down and 12, back at about the 37-yard line. Hartman, a high snap, standing in the pocket, near side, another ball that's just thrown up for grabs, and it's nearly intercepted. Bowden Bennett's the intended receiver, near side at the 30, and it was Hurla for about the 4th time tonight who's nearly had an interception.
And that was Bennett that had to play defensive back there because Hurla was going to pick that, and he had to get knock that ball down and get Hurla out of the way, or he was going to intercept that. So 3rd and long for Troy, and really need it here.
Well, the conditions obviously a factor, but Hartman, who's been one of the best passers in the state, has just had no luck tonight on some of these shots, and they'll set it up for Norris here on a screen. Gets by one, but then a brick wall of blue jerseys back at the original line of scrimmage at the 35. It's going to be 4th down coming up. It was, again, about 4 blue jerseys. Atticus Martin, one of the 3 or 4 in on the stop as they rotate in another defensive lineman, and Moylan now who comes in, but 4th down and 10, it's obviously a go-for-it scenario here for the Trojans. Under 2 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. 4th down and 10 for Troy at the St. Mary's 35. They're going to run a little play fake. Deep shot, far side of the field, and incomplete. As they were looking for Austin Grable, it was good coverage by Griffin. And another turnover on downs. And Hartman in frustration throwing something onto the sideline, and now he's got to get back out on defense. But St. Mary's takes over late 3rd quarter with an 18-0 lead. So St. Mary's will take over 1st and 10 at their own 35.
And this will be a lot of clock going off, too. If you're Troy, you want to get a 3 and out as quick as you can, maybe be trying to reach and strip that ball, do whatever you can, because otherwise St. Mary's going to run a lot of clock here more than likely.
Well, they come out in a 4-wide set, 2 to each side, and now movement again. It's Jack Hartman on the left side, the defensive end, and once again you see Hutley in motion to the near side, and that might have got him to jump again. Oh, again, it's been all night. It's been penalties, just the Trojans have not helped themselves tonight. In a game that's been close throughout, and now all of a sudden it seems like things are slipping away for him. It is 1st and 5 for St. Mary's at the 40 after the penalty. Minute 37 left here in the third. Again, the Bears leading this one 18-0. Another four wide set for Herla. Man in motion is Hutley. They give it to Hutley on the end around. Gets away from one tackle. Gets to the line of scrimmage to the 45, and he's brought down right about the first down marker there. As Reagan Hartman makes the tackle to gain a four, he'll be a yard shy, second down and one at about the 44. You mentioned the clock's going to continue to churn as St. Mary's will try to keep this one out. They can run another play or two and take it into the fourth quarter. Still 20 seconds on the play clock. Bears are still in the huddle as we're about to cross a minute left in the period. It's been a fairly fast-paced game. We weren't sure with the weather, but two of the more high-powered passing attacks have been more ground-oriented in this ball game. Herla takes it down to 3 seconds. Now he wants to pass. He'll step up into the pocket. He's got some room. Makes Norris miss. Gets to the 45-40. Inside the 40. Finally forced out of bounds. But not after another big run for Herla to the 36 and a Bears first down. There was no spy. That lane opened up very nicely for Herla. He made Norris miss and was able to get about 7 to 10 extra yards after getting by Norris. And now 42 seconds left in the period. It's first and 10 St. Mary's at the Troy 36-yard line. Well, St. Mary's again, K-Prep's preseason number one team and currently ranked third. They certainly are doing their job here tonight. Turla, knee-high snap. He's dropping back, standing at the 45. Now steps up to the pocket. He's at the 40. Tucks it and runs. He's at the 35 and forced out of bounds here by Norris on the near side. Not much. See where they mark him out at. It's a few yards on the carry. Stops the clock at 34 seconds. Looks like to the 32-yard line. So they give him about a 4-yard pickup. Second down and 6 from the 32.
And just keep pushing them out of bounds on like the last two plays has really helped out Troy with that clock, or we'd already be at the end of the third quarter by now.
He's really looked like the last few plays have been designed quarterback runs. Now they're going to give it to Griffin on a reverse here to the far side. He gets to the 30, but then drug back there for progress. Gives him 2 to the 30. It'll be a third down play coming up, third and medium. About 19 seconds to go, but I doubt St. Mary's is going to run another play here in the quarter. This should take us to the end of the third as we're down to 11 seconds. It'll be a third and 4 scenario coming out of the break for St. Mary's at the Troy 30-yard line. So that is the end of the third quarter. Troy's season in jeopardy of ending. They need some help. Come back into this one. 12 minutes to go. St. Mary's 3rd and 4 at the Troy 30 when we come back, leading 18-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
St. Mary's in control, leading Troy 18-0 as we start the fourth quarter. Bears are going to have 3rd down and 4 at the Troy 30. So we switch sides of the field. Troy now moving from left to right here in the final frame. Certainly a touchdown would put this game away. It is a 3-score game already. And the Bears just really using the clock management aspect pretty well.
That's going to be a delay of game.
All right, so 5-yard penalty here is going to move it from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 9.
That helps Troy.
I would expect St. Mary's to probably go for it regardless.
Right.
So now it's just a 3rd and 9 from the 35 as we start the fourth quarter here.
And this is the area where you're going to want to watch for Keller Hurla to use his legs effectively.
Well, the last drive it was the Huttley drive, and this drive it's been all Hurla with his legs. And he runs an option, keeps it himself, makes a couple guys miss, and he's all the way up to the 25 and near a first down, and I think he got it, and he did.
A couple guys had a shot, didn't get a good enough angle there on Hurla.
So on 9, they needed 9, but he got 10.
That's somewhat of an early dagger for Troy. Now you're really trying to force a turnover here at any cost, trying to strip up the ball, but hat on the ball, do something to get that ball free.
So again, the Bears are going to quietly use some clock here, early portions of the fourth quarter, on the move once again. They have been more consistent, really going left to right into this win. They have had some good success going this way. Two of their three touchdown drives have gone in this direction, and now they got 1st and 10 at the Troy 25. Trips left, Hurla rolls to that direction, and now decides to tuck it and run and barrel his way to about the 20 for a gain of 5. It'll be 2nd down and 5 from there. Another red zone trip here for the Bears. In the winner of this, barring an incredible comeback by Troy, St. Mary's and Colgan next week would be a very intriguing game on the schedule. Colgan played last night, won big. They're 9-1. This is a Bears team that's won 6 straight after a 1-2 start to the season with losses to Silver Lake and also Rock Creek. Here's Rezac, a big first down run inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line for a gain of 16 yards there by Rezac, and a first down. It's now 1st and goal. This drive started back at the Bears 35, so a touchdown drive would be 65 more yards. Through the totals tonight, all the damage really from both teams, and certainly more for the Bears, being done in the ground game. 10.5 minutes left to go. Bears threatening to put this one away. 18-0 their lead. 1st and goal at the 9. And in motion is Huttley. It's a fake. Hurla working his way left. He's wrapped up by Norris and brought down. Not before a few yards to the 6. And it'll bring up 2nd down and goal from the 6. Well, he called Norris's name quite a bit. And he was 7 tackles shy of 100 on the year coming in.
It'd probably be safe to say that he's gone over the century mark.
He's probably had at least 7 tonight, I would say. And the Bears continue to drive, churn the clock, and waste time, and down to 9:50 and rolling. They have it 2nd and goal at the 6. No more rain. It's just really cold. Hurla's going to keep it himself. Makes a man miss into the end zone for the touchdown, and that pretty much is going to wrap this one up. As St. Mary's extends their lead on the Trojans, another touchdown run for Hurla. Give him 3 on the night, makes it 24-0 with 9:36 left to go. That one was from 6 yards out. His other 2 were from a yard out. And now the Bears, who are 0-for-3 on 2-point conversion tries, will try it again. Try to make it 26-0.
This is important for Troy. Get us another stop here. You can keep it at 3 scores.
That is true. Hurla's going to keep it himself. He gets a good block on the outside, strings it all the way, reaching over the pylon and in. Well, now, yeah, you're right. That would have been a big stop because that would have kept it at 3 scores. But now it's a 4-score game as it's 26-0 as Keller Hurla has now rushed for 3 touchdowns here tonight. 9:36 left to go in the game. It's all St. Mary's. We're back in a moment here on KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from dead. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now we continue on here. It's all Bears. Another touchdown run for Keller Hurla. Give him three on the night. And certainly, again, Trenton, Troy had their opportunities, you know, late first half, early second half here. Had some workable drives. Could have got some points on the board. Ultimately, penalties, turnovers, just costing the Trojans tonight. And the Bears have taken advantage. They now lead it 26-0 here, early portions of the fourth quarter. Here's Bowden Bennett on the kickoff return up the hash marks to the right side, and he gets up near the 40 to the 39, so that's where Troy takes over, first down and 10.
You know, it's just one of those nights where you have to play pretty much mistake-free football, and that's exactly what St. Mary's has done, and Troy just made a couple crucial mistakes at key moments of the game, and it's almost like St. Mary's has played a perfect game, that haven't made many mistakes, no turnovers, and, you know, that's what you got to do in playoff football, and just unfortunate that Troy ran into a buzzsaw.
A 26-0 Bears lead. Here is Jarrett Norris on the carry, trying to bust away from a tackler, and he's ripped down by the shoestrings at about the 40 for a yard. Maybe two to the 41, depending on the stop.
I think Norris got tackled, and they were twisting his ankle there.
Oh, Derek Jasper is. Going to get a flag. They're going to throw a flag on Jasper for being on the field and yelling at the official.
Both coaches are not happy. I think Norris was slow to get up, and I think it's because they're twisting that ankle of his, and the Troy coaches did not appreciate that, especially when you're down 26-0. That's just very unnecessary. I mean, you're already going on. No reason to try and hurt the other team.
Well, I had a pretty good relationship with Coach Jasper all year, talking to him every week, and I am certain that he wouldn't just be doing that for nothing. I mean, he obviously felt there was some wrongdoing on the part, and he wants to stick up for his players, and he is still giving it to the officials out there, standing at about the 35.
I mean, when it's a rough night in a playoff game and your team just hasn't played well, and
it's been chippy all game too.
Yeah, and like I ran into some teams in high school, guys that wrestled, and some guys just like to play dirty. They get on those tackles and they just twist your ankles and try and hurt you, and you run into some of those guys, and whether it was intentional or not, you don't want to do that either way. And I understand being upset.
So it's going to be second down and 9 from the 40. Here is Hartman on a keeper. Gets outside the numbers. Has a good gain to midfield and finally ripped down. He is swung down by the neck by Griffin.
Thought I might have saw a flag fly in the backfield, but I don't think it did.
Yeah, this game's been chippy all night.
I think Troy's frustrated with how they've played, and then St. Mary's.
I can't respect some of these St. Mary's fans to encourage the chippiness on their side, but then when Troy gives it back to them a little bit, that they're screaming for penalties and whatnot when it's 26-0 in the fourth quarter.
It's just victim mentality.
Yeah, that's how it is. Here is Hartman back to pass on first and 10 at about midfield. There's Norris with the catch. He's at the 40, turns it upfield to the 35 and brought down there. Good pitch and catch of about 15 yards and a first down for the Trojans. That's one of the best plays we've seen all night.
You know, maybe a little bit of a prevent defense of sorts from St. Mary's, playing deep, not trying to get up a quick score, but by far one of the better plays for Troy on the night, putting together a good drive here, see if they can punch one in.
And at least get some positivity out of this one. 8:28 left in the game. They fake it to Bennett. Now they throw it out here to the near side and gets away from one, but he is gobbled up behind the sticks once again at about the 41, and there's another flag coming in late.
It's going to be Grable?
I think they're pointing at Griffin for St. Mary's, so yeah,
I think
Griffin.
I think they pointed at Grable off, so this might be offsetting. Yeah.
Unsportsmanlike.
Both probably just going back and forth. I mean, it was chippy in the first half. It's really picked up on this drive, I think, after that Norris play, trying to stick up for your teammate.
Yeah, it's just, again, you understand the frustrations on the side of Troy, and St. Mary's still just won't let it go. Like, they still are giving a little bit too much of an extra effort in a game that they are going to win.
Not within the rules, necessarily, of extra effort, too. Just dirty, cheap shots. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was twisting ankle over there on Norris when they got that sideline warning.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was a low tackle, and Norris was trying to break away from an ankle tackle. And
Coach Jasper wouldn't have been as heated as he was.
And it was right in front of the Troy coaches, too. So
they obviously saw something, and that's kind of just carried over here in the last couple of minutes where it's still 8:14 to go in the fourth, 26-0, the St. Mary's lead. Not saying the game's getting out of control, but the officials need to figure something out because what they're telling these kids, I don't think they're very much listening to them. As we've seen multiple personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties here in the last couple minutes. Here's Hartman, back to pass, standing in the pocket now, finds a receiver, dumps it down to Norris. Gets away, thought I saw a flag get thrown in, and there's another flag that gets thrown in.
Bennett's just laid out Hurla from behind and throw a blindside block, and I don't think he got in front. Nothing good.
Shocker, three more flags are on the field.
I think there might have been some going on at the line, but the white hat threw. I saw a second
one.
I didn't see the third one, but they're going to get a blindside block. It wasn't a dirty play.
I saw the block in the back.
Front, yeah.
There's going to be a block in the back against Troy, but unless all three of those flags were for that one block, they all came from different directions. But it is going to be at least a block in the back penalty against Troy, negates a decent pitch and catch there to Norris.
Talking about all the unsportsmanlike conduct, if you're St. Mary's, you want to be careful because I'm pretty sure you're at least suspended for a half getting kicked out of a game, if not a full game next week, and you're playing in a quarterfinal game. You don't necessarily want to get kicked out, especially if you're a key player for St. Mary's. So
it is a legal block in the back, so no other penalty outside of that. So that's going to back up Troy a little bit.
So all three officials saw the same thing. We saw it up here.
Just again, maybe just a little bit of extra frustration by Troy with how things have gone tonight, just knowing that this is their last opportunity. They're going to certainly leave it all out on the field. It's all the way back to midfield. And now what are the officials doing? Stopping play once again.
Is that block in the back going to be from the – is it a spot foul, or are they going to go from the start of the play line of scrimmage? Or maybe they'll decline this? I don't know.
Well, they've already moved it back to the 50. Currently, as it sits, it'd be 2nd and 25 for midfield.
Once again, Troy driving down the field and a couple penalties backing them up. The story of the night.
So here's Hartman back to pass. They want to set up a screen, and he is blasted down, and it's incomplete.
Norris just couldn't hang on to that one.
And Gomez, his hands were up high. I mean, if there was a time to throw a penalty, he went straight at the face mask of Hartman and went right under that chin. Yikes.
It's been like this all night. And
if there was a time to throw a flag, that was certainly it.
I don't know
what the refs are doing.
I don't know if there was some trash talk pregame, but this is one of the chippiest games we've called all year. Something.
3rd and 25 now, and they're just going to give it up the middle and up to about the 41, 42-yard line for a decent gain, but it's going to be 4th down at about 15 to go here for the Trojans. 7:45 clock moving in the game, and the Bears leading 26-0. They led it 12-0 at halftime. They've scored 2 touchdowns in each half, 3 by Keller Hurla and 1 from James Rezac. So now 4th and 15, Trojans are going to go for it at the 40-yard line of St. Mary's. Here's a pass up in the air, and it's going to be picked off by Griffin at the 25. And Griffin running this one back to the 39, and that will certainly now, as a couple of Trojans are down.
That might be Norris, I think, but that was Grable that was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Norris is very hobbly off the field. And
you might just want to – he was the guy that got the ankle tackle and probably his ankle twist. That could be something that was preemptive.
He's an all-state caliber basketball player. Yeah. I'd just keep him out of the game at this point, as much as he probably wants to at least finish out these last few minutes.
Yeah, and that pass.
A game that's 26-0, and that was certainly a pass that could have been caught. It just was, picked up in the air.
It was going to be about 5 or 6 yards short of the sticks, too, but another turnover on downs for the Troy offense.
But now St. Mary's takes over at their own 39. It's Hutley on a reverse, and he gets up to about the 43, 44. He'll be close to a first down. So Huttley gets 9 to the 43. It'll bring up second down and 1.
And it'll be interesting to see if how aggressive St. Mary's here. I mean, they're probably not going to try and go down and pass the ball, but how slow they are up to the ball to chew out the rest of this clock.
17 on the play clock, 6:39 left in the game. Clock is moving. Bears in control, 26 to nothing. Ehrlich keeps it himself to the near side in Detroit territory, and he steps out of bounds at the 47 for a gain of 5 and a first down. So the final 6.5 minutes to go here. The Bears are going to get St. Mary's Colgan next week. So you have St. Mary's against St. Mary's Colgan in the sectional round next week.
One of them has a very long bus ride, whether it's going up north or down to the south. It's going to be a long trip for someone.
Be interesting to see how it shapes out. And the Trojans, again, they certainly had their opportunities in this game to keep it close. Here is the sophomore of the Rezacs. That's Howard Rezac on the carry. Spun down back at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Another Troy player down. Don't see the number.
And another Trojan slow to get up. And yeah, it's tough to see who it is.
Players keep Blevins.
That's Logan sophomore. Blevins, yeah, and he is needing some help to get off the field.
Looks like maybe a left leg.
No weight being put on that left leg. And yeah, it's just been a tough night here for the Trojans. Now they're seeing some bodies go off here with some late injuries. And a game that got away from them quick here in the second half. And now just dealing with injuries as their season is close to coming to an end. 6 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. It is second down and 10 for St. Mary's at the Troy 47-yard line. They work from left to right. They continue to waste some clock, under 6 minutes to go, still 9 on the play clock. Griffin now in motion from left to right. They give it to Griffin on the reverse, and he is met in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Back to the 49, maybe the 48, it'll be third and long.
And that was Norris in there on the tackle, so it's good to see him back on the field. I didn't see him trot back on the field, but
he is out there.
It's good to see him. Doesn't look like he's limping a whole lot, so a positive there.
Yeah, good to see that he's okay. He's a senior. He's probably like, Coach, let me at least get a few snaps in. Final time, get to play football here for the Trojans. So
and basketball starts up in about a month, practice in a couple weeks.
Okay, third down and 11 here for the Bears. At the Troy 48, closing in on 5 minutes to go in the game. Earl is going to take a shot far side of the field and nearly intercepted at the 20.
That was Etherington and then maybe...
It's Etherington who was back there and then also...
Gannon Bowe, a sophomore, both had a chance to pick off Earl there, but they're going to force a punt. Get another shot on offense here to get one into the end zone.
Well, it also wouldn't shock me if St. Mary's just went for it, but we'll see.
I saw Hurla's on the sideline over here.
Okay, so Abe Hiracha standing back at his 40. He'll punt it away from left to right. 5:08 left in the game. Troy's going to get it back. The Bears leading 26 to nothing. And what's been a wet, cold, sloppy, chippy game all night. And the punt's going to take a bounce. Troy is picking it up at the 20. This is Etherington, who's tripped up across the 20 at about the 23. And that is where Troy will take over first and 10, maybe one final time. So 4:56 left in the game. Stick around. We'll have one more edition of the high school scoreboard show coming up after our broadcast here tonight. As it'll be our final scoreboard show again of the season, we'll continue to follow our area teams throughout the playoffs who are still left. Holton and Nemaha Central both looking to cruise in their games and move on to sectionals next week. Here's Grable on a screen pass, and he is instantly gobbled up and ripped down. Might have been a loss of a yard on the play. three or four bodies. Again, the pursuit by the St. Mary's defense, particularly the guys in the secondary, has been pretty impressive tonight.
They've had multiple hats on almost every single tackle, and when they don't, they're making a lot of open field tackles. Very, very, very few missed tackles on the night, and like I said earlier, just a perfect game almost all around for St. Mary's, and a game that you needed it most.
Now second down and 11, 4:15 to go, clock moving here in the fourth quarter. Hartman wanting to set up the screen pass, and they do set it up here. It is caught, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, and all the way down near the St. Mary's 40 is the mystery number 15. And we still don't know who that is. Unless someone had changed jerseys middle of the half. They're even talking over there in the next side of the press box. You hear, does anybody know who number 15 is? We are not sure. But it's a big gain of 36 yards. First and 10 for Troy at the St. Mary's 42 with under 4 minutes to go. Seth Judd's the man in motion. Hartman fakes it to him, standing tall at midfield. Now he gears one up down midfield, and it's caught inside the 10, inside the 5, and brought down at the 2-yard line is Jarrett Norris. You know, a gain of 40.
And that was the best ball that we've seen all night from Hartman. You know, you see a couple of those in the first half. He connects, and we're looking at a different ball game. But, I mean, Troy can punch one in here and make it a little bit interesting. Never out of the question, but it's going to have to be very quick and recover a couple onside kicks.
It would be the most incredible comeback I have ever seen in maybe any level of football in my entire life, but you just never know. You got to punch it in here and hope for a lot to go your way. Hartman, play fake. Give to the running back and stuffed up immediately by four blue jerseys. And it'll bring up second down and goal from about the 2.
Mr.
No Name is what they're calling
Mr.
Number 15.
The mystery man.
Down to 3 minutes to go. Trojans just trying to get something on the board here, trailing 26-0. They finally are putting together a pretty solid drive. Big pass play to Norris. Now Hartman's going to keep it himself right side. He's close to the goal line, and he is
just
short.
I think
the ball came popping out, but they mark him down. Looks like inside the 1.
Just stop short. I mean,
the 3rd and goal from inside the 1.
You know, they're probably going to go from the shotgun here, so it's pretty much starting at the 3 or 4 yard line.
2.5 minutes left, clock moving. Trojans just trying to get the goose egg off the board. It is 3rd and goal from inside the 1. Hartman is in the gun. He's got 2 there behind him, helping block, and he is not going to get there. He might have lost a yard. It's going to be 4th and goal from about the 1, 1.5.
And you need about half a yard, and you're starting back in the shotgun around the 4, you're basically trying to run for 4 yards, and the defense doesn't have a lot of ground to cover, so I don't know why you just don't go under center and QB sneak there, but now you're back to the 2, and this is your last shot to score, barring a penalty.
Well, he's all the way back to the 2, so 4th and goal at the 2, under 2 minutes to go, clock continues to move. 26-0 Bears, and now under center, Hartman drops it, and he's going to get ripped down at the 9-yard line. So the Trojans will not score, they turn it over on downs. And just been one of those nights where the Trojans on offense. And now the Bears here can essentially run out the clock. We'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 7-yard line. So again, multiple drives tonight where the Trojans could have definitely got some points on the board. And whether it was a turnover or a penalty, just a lot of things ate them up tonight. And it's 26-0 with 1:40 to go, and it's 1st and 10 for St. Mary's inside their own 10. Hurla will be in the shotgun set. And he'll keep it himself just right up the middle. Bouncing off a couple of tacklers, falls forward to about the 15. They'll mark him at the 14. For a decent pickup on first down. He'll get about 7. 2nd and 3, down to 1:20 to go. Well, Troy's certainly not going to use any timeouts, just a couple more snaps, and this game's going to be over. And the Troy season's going to come to an end here. It's a very good St. Mary's team. really intriguing matchup for the Bears next week against St. Mary's Colgan, a team that's 9-1 and also a pretty sure a ranked team as well. We did see earlier Centralia JCN was tied at the half, but Centralia was really pulling away from the Chargers in that game. Another give to a running back here. St. Mary's wanting a flag there for something. Again, a little extracurricular stuff. This is certainly the chippiest game we have called all season.
And I mean, we could see St. Mary's down the road because Centralia will get open. If they win that and St. Mary's win, then you're looking at a Centralia-St. Mary's matchup in the state semifinals. So we could see this Bears team again, potentially.
That'd be interesting for sure.
And they looked very good tonight.
They're going to take a knee and end this one.
Yeah, this will be the last play of the game. So Troy will finish out 8-2, but probably one of their better seasons in a long time. And
well, this is the most wins for St. Mary's since 2009, when they went 11-2 and lost to Centralia in a state semifinals back in 2009. But the Bears get their eighth win, and they move on to the sectional round, as it's a 26-0 win for the Bears. And we'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back one final time here on KNZA as our game of the week is wrapped up. And for the Troy Trojans, their season has wrapped up as well, as our post-game coverage here on KNZA brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Bears win it 26-0. It was cold. It was wet. It was windy. Bears scoring two touchdowns in each half. It was certainly chippy. There were multiple after-the-play kind of penalties on sportsmanlike conducts. I think you just saw some frustrations from Troy kind of carrying over, and certainly some things to take away from this game. But, you know, St. Mary's is certainly the real deal. They got a really good quarterback in Keller Hurla, who ran for three scores, and you know, obviously Troy certainly had opportunities to keep themselves in this game, and just penalties and turnovers, they just really shot themselves in the foot.
And when it looked like Troy was knocking on the door right before the end of the second half, they came out and got, they weren't able to punch it in, a penalty, and then a strip sack fumble pushed them way back, and then at the start of the second half, they got a stop in like 30 seconds, and they drove down the field and got stopped on downs again, and it's just, they just couldn't put a whole drive together, and that was just the story of the night. They played a team that played pretty much a perfect game, no turnovers. I don't think they missed many tackles. A lot of people rallying to the football, and when you're a talented team and you play a perfect game, you're very hard to beat.
And now the Bears will get St. Mary's Colgan in the sectional round next week as they improve to 8-2. Troy ends their season with a record of 8-2. Let's announce our lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications. Protect your blind side. Ask about the whole home Wi-Fi that can better your network experience. Find them online at GiantsCom. That's GiantsComm.net. Who do we like for our lineman of the game?
It's going to be Kemper Clary, the senior for Troy, going out. He was a stalwart on the defensive line, made plays in that run game to help shore up the defense throughout most of the game. And then when they were having success on offense, it was because they were running behind Clary. He was pass blocking well enough. And so Kemper Clary is going to be the lineman of the game here in St. Mary's.
Yeah, we did call his name quite a bit, especially defensively in the first half. And yeah, it's certainly, again, a very good night for him, although it's in a losing effort. But we certainly saw him make some plays in this ball game. So Kemper Clary, our lineman of the game, again brought to you by Giant Communications. Now time for our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And, you know, in a game for Troy where, you know, they were left off the scoreboard first time they were shut out this season. And, again, obviously the conditions did not help. It was 39 degrees at kickoff. It was windy. The rain was kind of heavy in the second quarter, but stayed away for the most part the rest of the game. But we talked about Keller Hurla kind of containing him, and he certainly broke out with his legs and had a big night rushing with 3 touchdowns. I think he's our player to bank on tonight, really the most consistent player on offense for the Bears. So, again, Keller Hurla, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Again, we do know some area teams that have moved on. 8-man D2, defending champs Axtell won big last night. They have moved on to the sectional round. You saw potentially that it looked like Osborne was beating Colony Crest, so that would mean Axtell and Osborne would hook up next week. Nemaha Central was cruising in 2A over the defending champs in Rossville, so Nemaha Central looking to move on there. Holton had a big lead in their game. They had a running clock, actually, for a good chunk of the second half against Bishop Ward, so the Wildcats looking strong. In Class 3A, we saw Centralia kind of pull away from Jefferson County North in the second half of their game. That one was on our sister station, Care 93.7. And then Sabetha was cruising as well, getting a big win over Riley County. So still quite a few teams in our area still
Wetmore
alive. And Wetmore
the six-man
rank. Yeah,
I think, but they're going to have to travel probably way out west next week. So
I think they get Cunningham next week, who's the top six-man team. So still plenty of area teams, I believe six, still alive here as we are now down to the sectional round of the playoffs next week. We'll have one final scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit, wrapping up, again, our final area teams in action as it will.